disinfo operatives do not want you to take political action. They want to freeze you right now, believing everything's fine. It's not. Trump is not in a secret location in Texas. He's surrounded in the White House. That is not a CG video. The president did concede the election yesterday, last night. We're going to roll that footage for you in a minute, but I want to put on screen right now the live show headline, and I want to tell all of you, you must send it to your entire email list. You must send it on your entire text message list. You must tell people the truth of what happened must get out, or the globalists could actually sink the country. I know what happened to Trump. I know how to stop this with 12 days. They're doing everything they can to hack us and bring us down right now. The websites are barely up. Breaking. Law enforcement confirms Antifa posed as patriots, led the storming of the Capitol, initiated the storming of the Capitol. Look at the other subheadlines. Tune into this emergency transmission if you want to save the Republic. Pence threatened Trump yesterday with 25th Amendment removal if he did not concede. Remember, Wednesday night, I told you from our sources in the Capitol and in the U.S. Army and in the White House that Trump could concede as early as that morning. He did in the afternoon, right as I was getting to the airport in Washington, D.C. in that evening. Now, this is not CG. This happened. And the reason it's important to admit it happened is Trump got buffaloed and threatened with the 25th Amendment, and he didn't know that they gave briefings to the congressmen that over 100 Antifa were on record coming there to pose as patriots to try to lead an assault on the Capitol. I didn't figure they could trick patriots to do it, but the police stood down, we now know. We have the footage of that. It's all coming up. Not all the police were bad, but others stood down. Then the security for the senators killed the woman and others. So they opened the door for this. It's kind of like leaving a loaded gun out for a three-year-old or leaving, you know, grease on the stove with a fire under it. And, you know, did you really burn the house down or did you just forget? Well, you could say I forgot, but no, you really burned it down. And so they did it. We got all the proof. And it turns out the New York Post has talked to law enforcement, confirming what I told you that evening and what I've been telling you in the last 48 hours. And so it's huge. And instead, oh, it's all Trump's fault. Oh, he got the big crowd there to do this. No, he was not even done speaking. He hadn't even started speaking. But before Antifa dressed up as patriots started attacking with another contingent of older looking people who I believe will end up being a militia controlled by feds. And militias are constitutional. They're not bad. I'm not saying militias are bad. I'm saying they lead them, they set them up, and they create false ones. And looking at the MO, the body language, the gear, the behavior, I believe it'll be a militia led by feds. That's my prime analysis, almost always exactly accurate. But with the Antifa, we know their names. We know who did it because they bragged about it, and they got all the snuff film footage. They got all the footage of what really happened there because they were on the front lines. But there was another ingredient that allowed this to happen. It wasn't just the Antifa. It wasn't just the sheet-dipped militia. It was the Q. The Air Force veteran, a wonderful woman, Mrs. Babbitt, loved her country, believed she was storming it under Q orders of the president. And so it was the Q people right behind Antifa that did this. And that is the facts. It doesn't mean if you like the Q stuff, you're bad. It doesn't mean but anything esoteric, like, oh, drive your dump truck to the Hoover Dam, drive your train off the thing into the ship, you know, Hillary secretly in Gitmo, Trump's invincible, Pence is on our side, Attorney General Barr's on our side, everything's wonderful, go to sleep, Trump's invincible, don't worry about voting. And now you see it. So there you go. There you go. You had the Pied Piper of Antifa and this other shadowy group lead the children into the water, lead the small minds who are just waking up into oblivion. And now the Republic hangs by a thread.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go! It's back. in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's Friday, January 8th. The year is 2020. I am your host, Alex Jones. We are broadcasting worldwide, fighting the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. I am sworn to defend the Republic against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I will always be true. I will always give you my best information. But I do make mistakes. And we got sucker punched, and we got taken to the cleaners by Antifa from the deep state. They scored a devastating victory so far with what they pulled off on Wednesday, grabbing victory from the jaws of defeat against us. And it's important to recognize my failure and some of our failures so that we don't fail next time. And that's okay, because we're the men in the arena. We're the women in the arena. We're fighting. It's not our fault what happened, but Antifa said they were coming by name from New York City, in D.C., from Miami, from Minnesota and Michigan, from Arizona, from L.A., from Portland, Oregon, from Seattle, Washington, from San Francisco. They came. They wore their pink gas mask as a sign. They even posted videos leading the attack into the building, smashing as they went. And they had a mysterious group of men with orange beanies working with them with military precision. And when the riot police then attacked the general crowd, more surged forward, and the riot police opened the gates to the people to go into the Capitol. And we have all that footage. We're going to show you all of that footage here today. But it's not just that. Congressmen have come out on record, Mo Brooks and Gates, and said they were briefed that Antifa was planning to pose as patriots and do it. That's what Matt Gaetz gets into as well. Well, now we have the New York Post. We can put it on screen. Saying two people were arrested. They've confirmed we're posing as Make America Great Again people with Make America Great Again hats. We have them. Now, here's the deal. I was stepping up and helping pay for the event on the 4th or the 5th. Peaceful speakers, good, wonderful standing up, demonstrating as Americans have a right to do. And I helped get things set up and helped get donors and things paid for Trump's event with all the little old ladies in their fur coats and the rest of it. But 800,000, a million people couldn't get into that 30,000 person event on the Ellipse. There were people there with bullhorns leading them, saying, Alex Jones says come do this. Alex Jones says go to the Capitol now. We're now learning. Trump says come. Then Trump announces, I'm going to be there. The crowd hears that. They're watching on their phones, going back 5,000, you know, I'm not kidding, yards, or more, way past the monument and everything else. They start marching. So they were going to have me leave 20 minutes before Trump left to lead the march. Everybody already left or was leaving. I get in the middle of the march. And I'm giving the speech as I march, be peaceful. Let's, you know, go there. Let's surround it peacefully. Let them know our numbers. And I get there and I see smoke. And I see people clashing. And I see all these terrible things going on. What are we showing Ted Cruz here for? I mean, I don't care. I'm just wondering, is that important? Because I'd like to have that information. Thanks. Looks interesting as hell. So give me a note on it. Thanks. So all of this is going on. And I climb up on top of a pallet of chairs. And tear gas has hit me in the face. Well, that's already intensified my regular cough. And some of the crowd listens to me, and I'm like, hey, our stage where we're supposed to have a permanent event that Trump's going to come to, because that was the hope, and he said he was on the other side. I lead them around. The police come up, and they go, Jones, they've already breached this side too. And I said, well, I want your permission, because I'm not going to get in the middle of this. You say I rioted. I want to have your superior tell me that you want me to go up there and try to get them to come down and come out. They came back 5-10 minutes later and said, absolutely. So I went up there and I did it. That footage you're seeing is from when I'm on Constitution Avenue and before the march began, but whatever. So that's what unfolded later. So I'm going to do my best here on air to lay all this out. But what I really want to put out to you, yeah, that's the Capitol. Your TV viewer, you can see that. Remember, radio listeners, you hear me commentating a lot. I'm commentating for what we're showing that you obviously can't see on radio, but that folks at band.video and infowars.com can. It adds that extra layer. But again, I'm going to stop narrating and just get to my main point. I've never been so stressed out as I am right now, because we can literally save the country. But it's going to take you getting politically active in the information war with the truth, and it's going to take you firing those arrows of peaceful truth at the enemy lies, and it's going to take you doing it right now. So let me tell you what I need you to do, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to go over it all. Pence threatened the 25th Amendment removal of Trump yesterday morning and afternoon, and said, if you don't go tape a message decrying your supporters and decrying the whole thing and saying you'll allow a peaceful transition of power to Joe Biden, which he'd already put out as a tweet that morning, we are going to remove you. We have the cabinet votes right now to remove you under the 25th Amendment. They were just looking for the excuse, looking for the pretext. So Trump, with a political gun to his head, went back on, I will never surrender, I will never let you down, I will never back down. And that's because he needed to buy time. And he did say, I don't buy this election, and we'll continue to fight for voter integrity, and that's key. And I know behind the scenes with lawyers all over the country, they're moving forward with laws to block what the Democrats did on November 3rd and what they did on November 5th as well, stealing those seats in Georgia the exact same way. And now they've got the professors and the scientists and the top computer people from MIT and everywhere else. And it's proven. I mean, it's unbelievable. That's why they're so scared, because Trump wasn't conceding. He gave an incredible speech. He was on fire. I was right there in front of him when he gave it. And I admire the president, what he's gone through. It's very fashionable to throw him under the bus. Very fashionable to say how the great man could have done better in the arena, when no one else out there could have taken the heat and the pressure he's done the last 4 years. I couldn't have handled it. And I'm much younger than him. And so it's easy to talk about how the strong man stumbled, but that's not what I'm here to do. There is a way for Trump to defeat this. There's a way for you to defeat this. But it's going to take me getting on the telephone to Roger Stone and General Flynn and other contacts. It's going to take you getting in contact with all your contacts with Trump. And it's going to take getting him not just once, not just twice, but if he gets the message a bunch and thinks about it, he'll go with this, and he's got to do it now. And I got a lot of data that goes into this to know this is the answer. But I began to see yesterday the media hammering it. Oh, there's no Antifa there. Antifa didn't do anything. Antifa didn't storm anything. Even though they got caught, they got arrested, they said they would, it's all there. Now that we have law enforcement confirming it, and I told you this again the day it happened, now that we have the video of it, now that we have the learning that they gave a security briefing saying they're going to pose an attack because they weren't worried about Trump supporters, we now have the proof that they led and triggered out of hundreds of thousands of people, maybe a few hundred morons that did go into the Capitol with the intent to do violence. The others were just, well, the doors are open. I'm a camera person. I'm going to go in and I'm going to cover this. I knew it was a setup. I didn't go in. And I got a lot of people to come off the building. But where I dropped the ball was I figured Capitol Police aren't going to stand down. Our people are so peaceful. Good luck, Antifa, even posing as our people showing up and doing this. They did get the mob in their energy and their excitement, the mob elements to engage in that. But it was them that triggered it, so they initiated premeditatedly. So did people shoot anybody? They burn the building down like the left does and gets praised? No. They were one-third as out of control as Antifa or BLM, but now the media demonizes them but praises BLM. But that's a side issue. Trump has to come out and now expose this and say we're going to go after the Antifa and the provocateurs and the idiots that followed him. He has to point that out now and reverse it looking like he's to blame. They want to make this his legacy.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates. And our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more. And they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on Alex Jones' show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to the InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense. Living...
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Really focused here, and I've got to lay this out just exactly accurately, and I'm a little bit flustered being back in studio and some of the things that are going on. I got a few phone calls I got to make and some documents I got to go over here, and I need to air this anyways to just get this on record, because I've had ABC News call up, CBS News, CNN, all of them, you know, oh boy, you're going to get arrested. You were seen there leading all this and telling people to go in from a distance where you thought you were safe. And they just script all this. They have New York Times articles where I go to fish bowls and eat people's fish. I mean, it's I wear swastika shoes. These people are evil. And they oppress us and they lie to us and they do all this. I show up, I see this, I try to stop it. The left let it. They're total scum, and it's coming out. And Trump's got to expose it. And I'll explain it next segment. But here's some of the footage of when I start down Pennsylvania Avenue and I'm telling folks, let's be peaceful, let's take our country back. Everybody says, yeah, of course. 99% of them are. We get down there. And you'll see when I arrive, they're already starting to go into the Capitol. I try to lead people to where we had a permit, where we were supposed to go. And then you'll see what happened on the other side there. Here is the footage.
Let's go take our country back. Trump's only minutes away. Let's start marching into the Capitol. Notice, like Don Jr. said, we're not burning buildings down or shooting cops. We're building America up. We're here to take our rightful country back. Peacefully, because we're not globalist Antifa criminals. So let's start marching, and I salute you all. USA, USA. great that this happened, but the Trump's not going to come when we've taken this over. We're not Antifa. We're not BLM. You're amazing. I love you. Let's march around to the other side. And let's not fight the police and give the system what they want. We are peaceful. We won this election. And as much as I love seeing the Trump flags flying over this, we need to not have the confrontation with the police. They're going to make that the story. I'm going to march to the other side where we have a stage where we can speak and occupy peacefully. Tell everybody behind you, march to the other side. March to the other side. You guys are better. You guys are great. But the police provocateurs have caused a problem, and the police are throwing flashbangs. We don't want to have a Kent State here. So, I love you. We're saving the Republic. This is beautiful. But please tell everyone you know, march to the other side. March.
Start to make a path for us back there.
We're going to march. Trump is going to speak over here. Trump is going to be on the other side. So march with us. Go slow. Everybody listen to me. Trump's over here. Trump's over here. Trump's coming. Come to the other side. Peacefully. Tell everyone. The other side of the Capitol. Yes. Tell people behind you. Come off the stage. We're not stealing the stage like the Democrats did. You've got a great job. Come down off of there. Let's peacefully go over here. Tell everyone you know. Trump's on the other side. USA! 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 History is happening. I salute you. Tell everyone you know. Go to the other side of the Capitol. That's where Trump's going to be.
Hey, hold on for a second. Alex, just take a look behind you. Take a look behind you. Look at that fucking crowd.
East Front's a problem now.
Is there a way that we can get him to
the hole? Through the hole you guys breached right there.
Let's go to the stage.
We just showed up. Trump said come down.
All right. Up there. All they are up there, take him up there. Use your voices up there.
Watch out, guys. Watch out, guys.
Folks, I'm going back down because Trump's not going to come when we go down. Let's follow Stanford and Warren. I'm going to go back down and wait for Trump to come. I love you.
Antifa, funded by George Soros and the Democratic Party, said that they would stage a provocateur event, and it looks like they were successful. Trump had just said this amazing speech. He was driving over to lead the people to a real investigation of the election fraud in a 10-day event in Congress. And then, victory is grabbed from the jaws of defeat as this whole spectacle unfolds. The American people know they've been sold out. They know they've been lied to. They know that the mainstream media are nothing but mercenaries of foreign corporations and the communist Chinese.
All right, this full video is like 25 minutes long. It's titled Alex Jones Lays Out What Really Happened at the Capitol. You can see it all there for yourself. We had to bleep some of that for radio stations out there, but it's hard to do when it's a crowd of hundreds of thousands. There's just cuss words mixed in everywhere. But we do try to get rid of that, unlike CNN. I have the Wall Street Journal right here in my hand and other publications. They say that I climbed atop a pile of chairs and the Capitol to say, attack, attack, get them, get the police. I have to sue them. And they don't even care. They're like, we're not retracting. We're going to put your ass in prison. That's who these people are. That's how evil they are. Even the Wall Street Journal's got the knives out. But they mess up in these articles and admit that certain men that appeared to be basically in uniform attacked. Well, we know those guys were connected to the feds and Antifa. When we come back, we've got the intelligence reports given to the Capitol Police and others. I will tell you, I ran into Capitol Police. They wanted autographs. They wanted to take pictures with me. They really appreciated us the day after. I ran into state police, ran into other local police. They were all on our side. They know what's going on. So on average, the police are really upset about what happened and have figured out what went on. Hell, they knew it was coming before. Then why were they understaffed that day? This was a setup. We all got set up. The police got set up. I got set up. Trump got set up. You got set up. But it's okay. There's a way out of this. Stay with us.
It's not a secret why in leftist-controlled cities all over the world, not just the U.S., they encourage people to live in tent cities as homeless and to use drugs and alcohol and engage in petty crime. It's because the globalists admit under Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, of course, the Great Reset, they want to lower expectations. They don't want you to think of having sanitary systems everywhere. They don't want you to think of a civilization that gets better. They want you to think of civilization that gets progressively worse. The globalists fly around in private jets. They have huge private estates. They are separate from us. Their children go to private tutors. They admit this. And now they want us locked down, telecommunicating with each other so that we are not actually out physically building a pro-human infrastructure. The infrastructure that's left under 5G is meant to control robot autonomous cars and trucks. This is all their admitted plan. The public's finally listening because the plan is no longer in beta. It's gone operational. It's a post-human future. You better find out about it right now. Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Section 2, take 5.
Uh-oh. I'm going to pick up from there.
Section 2, take 7.
And the globalists are really looking for a fight. They're trying to pressure cooker the population, trying to get us into a explosive situation. You know, I need to do a presentation in here, and I'm still working on getting the components I need, so I'm going to go to rebroadcast for a while. It's no problem. And then once I get those components, I'm going to come in here and I'm going to lay out the path to victory. And I've got some phone calls that I was trying to make during the break that I couldn't finish to General Flynn, to Roger Stone, to Trump, and other people. But I'm not trying to build up suspense here for you on air, building this up. I am simply here speaking directly to you about the path to victory. And I've already laid out most of it. We know Antifa staged this. We know who the groups are. They bragged about it. But the feds are controlled and aren't going to go after them, and that's why they're protected. They did get arrested by Capitol Police. So I'm going to lay all of that out, I promise, next segment. And I'm going to lay out what's coming next with putting us in ghettos if we're conservatives or Trump supporters. That's now being announced. This is martial law training wheels with the checkpoints and the COVID lockdowns and coming to people's houses and the COVID task force trackers and the tracker apps. Those are training wheels on a big old motorcycle to hell. I mean, the training wheels are bad martial law themselves, but what comes next is absolutely hellish, and I'm going to be laying that out for you coming up. You know, Tucker Carlson said the expiration date is up on Trump. The left uses him as a way to energize themselves and take down the country. A lot of times when countries go pure communist, there'll be a conservative that fights them that actually energizes the left. And a lot of people think that's why they let Trump get in. Not that he was a bad guy, but they were doing that same dialectic they've done in other countries. But he overdid it and started beating them, so now they're in pure panic mode. But he says the expiration date is up on Trump. Well, let's say this. If there's a gallon of milk in the refrigerator, and it says, sell by this date, and you're 2 or 3 days past. You smell it. It smells good. That's Trump. Maybe there's a little smell there. He's 75. Nobody's perfect. You get Biden, and it's like when you got like a ranch house or a farmhouse or something you hadn't been to in 3 months. You forgot to go back, and you see the jug of milk, and it's kind of yellow looking. And you go, let me see what it looks like. You take the top off of the sink, and chunks come out. Totally stinks. You go, oh, put the top on, throw it away. Joe Biden is rotting yogurt, basically. And that's what milk turns to on its own. He's solid. You could peel the milk jug and it would just be this big gelatinous blob shaped like a half gallon milk jug. So, yes, you could say the expiration date is up on Trump. But then, man, is the expiration date really up on Biden and communism and the New World Order and the pedophiles and all the sick stuff they're doing out in the open? Not down in tunnels. They're not down in tunnels raping the kids. Hell, they're on TV doing it with Drag Queen Storytime. And Tucker knows they're coming for everybody's free speech. They're coming for everybody. He's a good man, and he's really tried to warn Trump about this. You know, I mean, you had the Trump kids, not so much Don, but his daughter and Eric,
measuring the, you know, the drapes for the next five administrations and their dynasty and how they were invincible and, oh, whining and dining with big tech and, oh, they didn't need the common rabble out there. There's an elitism to the Trumps. Not so much Trump or his dad, but the kids. And so you could get mad at that all day and say, oh, he shouldn't have pushed the vaccine or, oh, he shouldn't. But he was trying to get us out of wars. He was pulling us out of the China deals that were bad. He was being our president, and that pissed off the political establishment. And Trump's had a great will, has been a great champion. But I don't want to abandon Trump because they're going to use that as a giant domino to steamroller all of us and go after everyone, just like I was the domino to fall to lead to all this. And I'm going to explain that next segment. Maybe. I got to get a few more things I'm trying to get. So that's the reality of all of this. Here's a few minutes of what Tucker Carlson had to say.
Much more concerned we are about whether Donald Trump can claim that he actually won Pennsylvania or Arizona or whatever. The Trump protest at the Capitol yesterday is already being used as a pretext for an unprecedented crackdown on civil liberties. Just in the last several hours, we have heard people in positions of power and authority demand that those who support Donald Trump should no longer be allowed to publish books or use the internet or fly on airplanes. Driving cars, holding jobs, staying in hotels, those will certainly be next. And we're barely exaggerating. In fact, we're predicting it. To justify mind-bending, terrifyingly un-American demands like these, they are, as usual, relying on lies and hysteria. What happened yesterday, they're telling us, wasn't simply that a political protest got out of hand after the president recklessly encouraged it. That is, in fact, what happened. But it's not what they're saying. Instead, they're calling it domestic terrorism. CNN describes it as an insurrection. Chuck Schumer likened it to Pearl Harbor. It was really our generation's 9/11. And needless to say, it was white supremacy. Today, to name just one small but revealing example, the Berkshire School in Massachusetts, a boarding school that costs $64,000 a year to attend, sent a letter to parents describing what happened yesterday as, quote, these acts of violence and racism. Now, if you're a literal person tied to outdated Western notions of linear thought and fact, that might confuse you. Racism? Whatever you thought about what happened yesterday, what was racist about it? Well, nothing, of course. There was nothing racist about it. The Berkshire School is lying. So is everyone else on the left. Why are they doing that? Simple. They know that if they keep saying it, history will record it as true. They understand, in other words, the power of language, and that's why they try to control language. They know that words have consequences. This is scary. In the face of it, the party that should be stepping in to stop it, to push back, to tell the truth.
The party doing that, the Democrats and Republicans, are not. So they're all wanting to virtue signal how bad Trump is and then have Trump go, I'm sorry, don't be violent. They go, oh, see, it's your fault. You let it, it's your fault. And now we are going to remove you from the 25th Amendment. Oh, come out and say you're sorry and say you can see your old 25th Amendment you. Okay. Now they're going to try the 25th Amendment, I'd say, next Monday, because they want the spectacle of repudiating the populism, repudiating America. Trump has to go on the offense now or they're going to 25th Amendment his ass, I predict, Monday. Let's continue. YouTube, Facebook, and Apple ban Alex Jones. That was in August of 2018, 2.5 years ago. PayPal bans Alex Jones, saying Jones and InfoWars promoted hate and discriminatory intolerance like the Apple running death camps in China. After banning InfoWars, Shopify e-commerce platform yanks the carpet out from Franklin Armory and other gun stores. Oh, see, it's everybody. And now, PayPal and Shopify remove Trump-related accounts, citing policies against supporting violence. Now they say anyone supporting Trump will be removed and purged, like Jews in Nazi Germany. And they say the official campaign site is banned as well. That is violating the First Amendment and violating election law. But they don't care. It's a communist takeover. His official merchandise site shut down because Trump didn't fight them. And his kids thought they were invincible.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad, and the Turbo Force is good.
The word apocalypse means the revealing of what was once hidden. And now that all the lies are being revealed, what will you do? We know that millions will do absolutely nothing. They will do whatever they are told, as if obedience is a virtue. It is the patriots of the world versus everybody else. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge my duties as best as I can. So help me God.
InfoWars.com. Band.video.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
When I grow up, I want to bring down the New World Order.
When I grow up, I want to be a rock star.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. In the heart of the resistance, you're listening to the People's Transmission Channel.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We are witnessing Satan's full attack. And I have been on the phone with the Flynns. I have been on the phone with many others. And they say Trump is basically in a shell. He is surrounded, and he is basically turning on his supporters and has been told that he will be 25th Amendmented if he basically says or does anything now. So the president of the United States is captured. He was buffaloed. He was shanghaied. He was bamboozled.
He was pressured into this by Mike Pence and his cabinet coming in and screaming at him. And he was shocked but that he always has peaceful crowds that this happened. And he doesn't know that Antifa did it, that Congress was given intelligence reports that this was done, or the New York Post is confirming it, and that he's got to come out and say, we're never for violence like Antifa and BLM did, shooting and killing and burning and all the looting around the country that CNN called mostly peaceful. And when I saw this, I thought, my God, I'm shocked some of my supporters did it. Of course I had to credit it. But wait a minute. Antifa led it and these other groups, and the Capitol Intelligence briefing happened, and here's Matt Gaetz and here's Brooks and here's other members saying that happened the day before. And so we need to investigate who provocateured this, who initiated this, who detonated it. We know who did it, but he just says we need to investigate it. And he calls on law enforcement to go after all the groups that organized it. Instead, he goes, oh, I'm sorry for what happened. They go, you organized it. You admit the violence. You're banned, the president and your companies, from PayPal, from major banking systems. PayPal's bought up most of the online merchants. Your campaign's banned from taking money. When campaigns can always take money, even after they're out of office for 6 months. That's criminal violation of election law. And they did it to me as a beta test. So as I said this morning, and as I said 2 days ago, when this all happened, day and a half ago, they're going to come after everybody now with the gulag method. They want to make everybody poor. All essential businesses are non-essential, they say. Small businesses are evil. Churches have to stay closed. Only big globalist companies can stay open. You got to wear a mask. You got to do all this. And then, oh, now the conservatives, they're not allowed to have websites either. So there you go. You had a million people in D.C. conservatively that came there. You had hundreds of thousands, 300,000, 400,000 of the Capitol surrounding the whole thing. Never seen anything like it. And a couple hundred went in. The police opened the gates. They were downsized that day. They were commanded to do it. And then four patriots got killed, and one police officer had a stroke and died. But they sent Antifa in before Trump's speech began to attack with this other mysterious group in orange hats, not red hats, in army gear. And the Antifa, known Antifa, broke in using our flag. Once they got inside, they basically took their hats off. They got caught. And the police have admitted they've been arrested. And they are Antifa posing as patriots. They said they'd do it. Over 100 of them showed up. And they initiated to see what idiots would follow them in the hysteria of the mob psychology. But what is Twitter and Facebook and Google doing? They're suppressing all of this. But you've got band.video. You can share it now. You can take this live feed. And once this is archived in an hour, you can get out an emergency message to Trump to expose the false flag. Did some idiots follow him in? Mainly Q folks thinking they were doing under the president's orders. Yes. But the Capitol Police confirmed the day before this was going to happen. We told you it was coming. And then I just thought it would be handled by the Capitol Police and they wouldn't stand down. We have video of them opening the gates and letting the people in. We've been showing you that video. So Congress was briefed earlier in the day and the night before as well that Antifa was going to pose as Trump supporters. I got this directly from folks involved in COG and they told me about it. And I'm like, yeah, well, I'm sure Trump knows what he's doing. But no, Trump's isolated. There's no... He doesn't even have anybody supporting him anymore that's in the government. So he just figured they'd have Capitol Security that would just arrest the Antifa, but it didn't happen. And then when the people saw the police and the riot gear, they got suckered into it. So it's like getting one attack dog into a group of other dogs to bite somebody. The other dogs will join in. Animal psychology, human psychology. Here's Representative Mo Brooks laying it out, and we'll go right into Matt Gaetz saying the same thing. Here it is.
There was some intelligence received prior to today that Antifa was going to try to impersonate Trump supporters and attack the Capitol. Now, whether these people who did the actual violence were Antifa or Antifa plus Trump supporters or only Trump supporters or anarchists or somebody else, we really need to wait until an investigation has been conducted and not jump to conclusions when the evidence is incomplete. But I will add, I have seen evidence that it was fascist Antifa involved. And, of course, you've got people who are dressed up as Trump supporters waving Trump flags. And so I think by inference, it's reasonable to conclude that Trump supporters were also involved. But I would not exclude Antifa at this point, both because of the prior warning and then the evidence that I've seen from the Capitol itself. But having said that, you're right.
Some pretty compelling evidence from a facial recognition company showing that some of the people who breached the Capitol today were not Trump supporters. They were masquerading as Trump supporters and, in fact, were members of the violent terrorist group Antifa. Now, we should seek to build America up, not tear her down and destroy her. And I am sure glad that at least for one day, I didn't hear my Democrat colleagues calling to defund the police.
That's right. And Nadler says Antifa doesn't exist. Remember, he said it doesn't exist, even though they fund it, they run it, it's raised over $1.5 billion last year. Black Lives Matter, $10.6 billion. Boy, what could we do with that type of money? We run this place with $25 million a year, $30 million a year. Talks a lot of money, folks. Think about these people. Think about it. And it's right out there in open. And there's the New York Post headline. Please put it back up. Everything they say in that headline is true except one word. Two known Antifa members posed as pro-Trump to infiltrate Capitol riot sources in law enforcement. So that's because they arrested a few of them that were well-known. They tagged their videos with Antifa. They're well-known leaders of it. It's not to infiltrate, to initiate Capitol riots. That's actually what they're saying. And it's the skinny jeans Antifa guy with the pink bandanas under the black so they know it's them. And now they've got another group wearing these weird orange beanies that rushed in to help them. We're all coordinating. And I talked to cops and military that were there as citizens that said before, because I didn't see this till later on video, they said no. The cops were kind of nice. People came over the green fence. They said, hey, kind of back up. All right, whatever. Just don't go over here. All right, great. Where are we supposed to go? Even the Wall Street Journal admits that. And then all of a sudden, in go these people with the gas mask and in black, and they start, they had American flags, though, ramming through, and just because Antifa doesn't own baggy clothes and stuff. They all wear skinny jeans. And they start ramming through and getting through. And then the cops come and should to crack them on the head. And here comes this group of good old boys all wearing gray and camo and these orange hats, orange beanies. And they go, and even the Wall Street Journal admits, they then rushed in and attacked and then pulled out. And then everybody else poured in. Of the hundreds of thousands, a few hundred. And who were the few hundred? Almost all of them were in bearskins and weird outfits and Davy Crockett type deals, and they had Q shirts on saying, I am Q Master. We got one of these guys coming on. I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he got suckered into it, and I get the doors are open. If he's a journalist, go cover it. But most of them weren't looting. Some people joked around, did this. I wouldn't go in their offices. I wouldn't dig through people's mail. That's a federal offense. I don't want my house broken into or my office broken into. So there was criminal activity, but they've gone to Josh Hawley's house. They've gone to everybody's house. They've come to my house. They've come to Tucker Carlson's house, and they come and they threaten people and they engage in this. So, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to get prepared and ready. I don't know how long we'll even be here in this climate. We've got storable food ready to ship right now at preparewithalex.com for the biggest, best company out there. This is the last day to get $850 off on a year's supply. There's other big discounts as well. Preparewithalex.com, because things have been so crazy. I've asked them if they can do it. I haven't gotten word back to extend it through Monday because people are ordering food in record numbers. They finally get how serious this is. Before the big rushes happen, before Biden gets in and keeps the country locked down, I would get food locked in at lower prices because I believe inflation's coming. But regardless, it's high-quality, storable food. It's insurance you can eat. Preparewithalex.com, and it just links right to InfoWarsStore.com. That's where you get the very best deals out there. As at InfoWarsStore.com, but preparewithalex.com links to this page where you get those particularly record level specials, preparewithalex.com, or just InfoWars.com to get all the great supplements that are back in stock. X2 is back in stock, Supernova Vitality back in stock, Living Defense back in stock, so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number two straight ahead. That's an emergency message to Trump. Stay with us. Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell for like $300 a bottle, because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug. Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force, or actually carrying out force, for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You are either with the Republic or against it. There is such an important article at Infowars.com. Doesn't say who wrote it, but I commend them. It's excellent. This is something that I guess the crew, McGreen or Wilson or some great person, can grab these and put these together. Some of these I haven't seen. There's so many of them. Flashback, Democrat leaders incite riots and violence. And we've got widespread civil unrest is needed to get rid of Trump. That's civil unrest. That's what you saw, was a little bit of civil unrest, breaking some things, doing some stuff, and then four Trump supporters got murdered. James Clapper echoed it on video, saying, have an uprising if Mueller was fired. You got Cory Booker saying, have an uprising. You got Hillary Clinton saying, you got an uprising. You guys can pull up the article. It's on Infowars.com. I want to just show these to people. Flashback, Democrat leader incites riots, violence. I mean, they say specifically civil unrest. That means burning things, all that. I say civil disobedience. That just means blocking things peacefully. We've got congressmen saying we need civil unrest. If Mueller fired because he was God, remember? They just went with this new coup. We've got James Clapper saying it. Yeah, just scroll through the article, guys. We can do it that way. We've got Cory Booker saying it. Yeah, just scroll down to Cory Booker. It's okay, go ahead. And there you go. There's Cory Booker. Just right after that. Yep. Oh, that's Clapper. Okay, there's Booker. Let's go to the next one. That's Hillary Clinton calling for civil unrest and violence. You got Maxine Waters. You got Eric Holder doing it. You got more Democrats doing it. Joaquin Castrox. You've got, of course, Mad Maxine doing it, a whole bunch. You got Nancy Pelosi calling for violence. You got Joe Biden saying, beat up Trump, you know, kick them while they're down, all that kind of crap. More of Pelosi saying, you got the guy that was found with his dead intern in his office, old psycho Joe Scarborough saying it. And more. So there you go. But we come back, I'm going to go through Republicans calling everyone there terrorist. You're fighting a fraudulent election. You're supporting your president. 1 million of you show up conservatively. 300,000 show up at the Capitol. A couple hundred go in, led by skinny jeans Antifa and weirdos in uniforms. And the media doesn't want to know, hey, who's that in uniforms? Hey, who's that obviously with military precision? Who's that that's trained? No, they say Trump did it. Trump goes, oh, no, I'm not with my supporters. And they got him right there. Oh, we got you. But I'm not going to hate Trump after he's been surrounded. He's been in the White House being bullied and everything. No, we're going to give Trump leadership. We're not going to throw Trump to the side. I was just talking to Flynn's. They're like, yeah, no, Trump's throwing us on the bus. It's terrible. We're really pissed off right now. And I said, you got to reach out to him now. He's alone. And you got to let him know. And you got to support him. And you got to pray for him. And you got to understand. And you got to get him to understand. You got to come out and say, hey, I'm against violence, but now we know it's Antifa and all this. And that will stop them from destroying the Trump legacy, which is a big domino that then falls into all of us for the ghettoization with the global social credit score of anybody that supports freedom. You become a third-class citizen, a fourth-class citizen. You will be deplatformed. They can deplatform the president, which is now happening. As soon as he said, I'm sorry, I'm conceding. You saw Harris, and then it looked totally freaked out and criminal, and you saw Biden now at the podium just, Harris is like, Jesus. You were so mean to our BLM people. You abused them so badly in our Antifa. And now we've seen what terrorists. We're going to arrest all of you. Ah, finally, America's mine. It's like in The Little Mermaid when she sells her soul, her voice. And Maleficent says, I've got you. Now you're a slave in the pit. America, finally under the pedophile king's control, Joe Biden.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
Back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available in this 1 minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com. We are inside the new world order. America's falling to global communism. You got the media up there looking for faces of people that were at the Capitol to help arrest them. When the media merges with the police, you got something called fascism. But the left's the new neoliberal that runs death camps around the world and slave colonies with Muslims and Christians and, you know, is into pedophilia. I mean, they're the new rulers. But Trump has taken the bait. He's capitulated. He can always reverse it. He's got 11 and a half days to do it. We've got to get him to do it. The evidence has come out that Antifa launched the attacks with some other shadowy groups, tricked some Q-tards to go in. That's just a fact. That's the evidence. We have to get Trump to come out and say, whoa, 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 I decried the violence. It's not my fault. Because now they're saying, oh, you admit you're wrong. You're banned. Your party's banned. Your supporters are banned. You're banned off PayPal. You're banned off Shopify. You're Trump's like, whoa. So now he's going against his supporters more. Oh, wow, he's really collapsing on us, folks. So you're like, well, then screw him. Hey, he's just an image, an idea now. We need to get this to Trump to understand that he has been totally set up and he has been bamboozled. John Bounds filed an excellent report laying all this out. You imagine if a black woman got shot by a white cop for breaking a window, you'd see the country burn. I don't care what color you are. This woman shouldn't have been executed. She thought she was there for President Trump under Q command. She was an Air Force veteran. But just because she was fooled doesn't mean she deserves to die. Here it is.
And their allies have not allowed us to see one machine or one paper ballot. Now, if they ran such a clean election, why wouldn't they make all the machines available immediately? If they ran such a clean election, they'd have you come in and look at the paper ballots. Who hides evidence? Criminals hide evidence, not honest people. And let me, as simply as I can, explain it. You know, the old way was to have a bunch of ballots sitting in a box under the floor, and when you needed more, you pulled them out in the dark of night. They put those ballots in a secret folder in the machines, sitting there waiting until they know how many they need. And then the machine, after the close of polls, we now know who's voted, and we know who hasn't. And I can now, in that machine, match those unvoted ballots with an unvoted voter and put them together in the machine.
We will not let them silence your voices. We're not going to let it happen. Not going to let it happen.
Following President Trump's final words, the thousands of Trump supporters made a beeline for the Capitol building. Lock all doors if able. Immediately seek shelter. Remain quiet and await further direction, a voice said over the Capitol loudspeaker. And Capitol Police fired warning shots. Congress sheltered in place rather than face the people they supposedly represent. After several skirmishes with Capitol Police, the Capitol Police appeared to open the gates and invite the Trump supporters in. Then police on the inside of the Capitol shot 14-year Air Force veteran Ashley Babbitt in cold blood for merely standing up to get through the window, who, under the First Amendment, was merely petitioning the government for a redress of grievances. Will she be hailed a hero like George Floyd? Will her story be twisted like the Charlottesville hoax? Will the facts be reworded to make her look guilty like they were when four Proud Boys were stabbed by a BLM psychopath?
I understand there's a 16-year-old young woman who was shot. Now, you know, maybe she was doing terrible things and deserved to be shot.
And will a lot of the damage lead right back to the Antifa antagonists that disguised themselves as Trump supporters? Joe Biden, the catalyst for the entire debacle, lectured the American people, labeling the occupying Americans, many of them veterans, as extremists.
Let me be very clear. The scenes of chaos at the Capitol do not reflect a true America. Do not represent who we are. What we're seeing are a small number of extremists dedicated to lawlessness. This is not dissent. It's disorder. It's chaos. It borders on sedition.
The people are surprised when a tactic that's proved effective for one group of people is then suddenly taken up by other people of whom they don't approve. Starting with the vice president down. Oh, this is not who we are. Have you switched on a TV since Memorial Day? This is exactly who we are. Right. So it's okay. It's okay to burn Wendy's in Atlanta. It's okay to loot Macy's. It's okay to incinerate a precinct house in Minneapolis. It's okay to set up the Chaz Chop Autonomous Republic. But suddenly you expect the capital of the United States, the United States Congress, to be immune from this. That's completely preposterous.
As hard as they try to demonize American patriots, it isn't working. It's merely angering a growing majority of citizens from all walks of life that simply want free and fair elections, an end to the corruption, and their voices heard. John Bound reporting.
Theresistance.video. That's the new URL. They're not censoring at this point. Theresistance.video. The Capitol storm reveals complete tyranny. What an incredibly important video in the John Bound section on the left-hand side. Please share that if you want to defeat this takeover. The enemy totally is based on cutting off our communication. So I'm going to explain this again. The Capitol Police stood down. They were then ordered to let the crowds in that didn't even want in because I guess they needed to cover up the 100 Antifa and the other 50 or so orange hat guys that let in and did this. And it's them breaking the windows out, doing it all.
The police, again, aren't part of this. They're following orders. And we've totally caught them red-handed. And this is the new Kennedy assassination. This will be studied forever. They're going to try to take the country over and ban conservative demonstrations now, but the left can burn down cities. None of this is going to float. This dog is not going to hunt. There are too many witnesses, too many videos. It doesn't matter how you censor it. I had a guest on yesterday in D.C. who was like just a regular young guy out of high school, and his friends went and joined Antifa and were posing as conservatives, burning and attacking. And so for a year, he's been following them, and now is huge on Twitter and is like a superhero, catching them everywhere. And he knows who they are and their names and everything. And if the feds wanted to go stop this, they could go right into that one man's Twitter, what Tyler Hansen. And you could go, I don't get any banned for saying that. You could just see, here they are. Here they're saying doing it. Here's how they operate. Here's the group. He's got it all. One 20-something year old dude. He's like 20 years old. He's a kid. The point is that it's all there. I was there. Our listeners saw it. Our listeners are like hardcore veterans and retired cops and steel workers. And they were like, yeah, we saw these skinny jean guys go attack the cops. They finally got the cops to fight back. Then these other guys came in as reinforcement. These weren't skinny jean guys. They hired some tough guys in the orange hats. They ran the cops over, beat the living hell out of them, and then they retreated. That's not normal if you're storming a Capitol and you're a pissed off mob. You storm it, you go in. You don't knock a hole in the wall so everybody can pour in. Oh, I'm so pissed right now. And you know, Owen's like, don't get mad at yourself and say it's your fault. It's not my fault. I'm going to recognize the whole truth. I knew Trump was cut off. I knew it was a setup. I knew Antifa said they were going to go there. And I just couldn't imagine that the police would stand down for these people, but it happened. And then they killed these people later. Not the police, the weird the special security, plainclothes security for the Democrats. And now that doesn't matter. Oh, it doesn't matter when they killed four people. That doesn't matter. Oh, no, we're the terrorists, and Lindsey Graham calls us terrorists. So I'll tell you, everybody needs to get past their emotions. General Flynn is pissed off at Trump right now. He absolutely has every right to be. And Roger Stone and everybody else has their concerns. They need to call Trump. Because I know there's thousands of people listening to talk to Flynn and talk to Stone. I've called him myself and talked to him. I'm just saying, everybody needs to call him and say, listen, the Antifa story is everything. It's okay. Yes, Trump capitulated too early. It's not his fault. Let's get him the info. He still has the power for 12 days. Now.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us and spread the word at InfoWars.com. Fox has betrayed President Trump, as I predicted they would. They've always been part of the establishment, and it's only going to get worse. If they're able to keep Trump from rightfully taking office for a second term on January 20th, the system is going to drop the hammer harder than ever on this republic. They are going to explode gas prices. They're going to shut down our coal power plants. They're going to cut off the energy source to the U.S. so it's impossible for factories to move back here. This is economic domination. This is economic war. We are being consolidated. We are being taken over. The Democrats aren't mismanaging their blue cities and states. They're consolidating power and control to bankrupt the population and bring them absolutely to heel and then consolidate ownership of all the infrastructure and property. This is a monopolistic takeover. That's what the Great Reset is. Klaus Schwab and these other criminals admit it. That's what social distancing is. So your business is only at 25% for several more years. No small businesses will be there. This is a master plan. Say no.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
has come out. We've got the speech and declared war on Trump supporters. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. So all because Antifa and a few people broke into the Capitol, a few idiots out of hundreds of thousands of great people went in there, broke a few things. Four of them got shot and killed. That was an overreaction compared to the left taking over capitals all the times they've done it and Code Pink and the rest of it. I say don't shoot them. He's coming out saying, oh, we're going to go after the extremist groups that create this ideology. So, yeah, it's an important place. It's the Capitol. It's D.C. While they were about to hold hearings on fraud. And by the Capitol being taken over, that ruins that investigation into fraud and helps the New World Order. So in any investigation, you ask yourself the question, qui bono, in Latin, who benefits? And, of course, the globalists benefit at every level. Let me tell you who we got coming up, a raft of experts today. Joel Skousen, next segment, World Affairs Brief. Matt Bracken and Jake the Barbarian, who's also known as the Q Shaman. I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't think he's Antifa. He got called Antifa, but he definitely went into the Capitol and he witnessed this. So we're going to talk to Jake the Barbarian coming up and then Owen Schroyer in the fourth hour into his own show. But this is historic. This is a big, big deal. So let me show you these articles again. Why is this so important? YouTube, Facebook, and Apple ban Alex Jones. This is 2.5 years ago, August of 2018. Next, it was PayPal bans Alex Jones, September 2018. Thousands of articles each time normalizing it. Well, he's bad. He deserves it. Then after banning InfoWars, Shopify and others start banning gun platforms and now hunting and fishing platforms. See how it works? And then today, PayPal, Shopify, as soon as Trump last night said my supporters are bad, they went, oh, you admit you're guilty. When Trump should have come out and said we're investigating who really triggered it and who was behind it, but we decry whoever did it. PayPal and Shopify removed Trump-related accounts citing policies against supporting violence. Oh, like Antifa being supported in BLM by Apple and by Google and by Facebook, shooting people, burning down buildings, burning down police stations, killing cops. Trump official merchandise stores removed by Shopify. The move comes after violence from pro-Trump supporters erupted at the Capitol. So if someone dresses up in a Ford jacket and goes and breaks the window, now Ford can't sell their cars. What if somebody commits a murder wearing Levi's blue jeans? Well, he was wearing Levi's blue jeans. Anyone could do this. It's called a frame-up. A false flag's a frame-up, folks. And it turns out half of your pipe bombings are done by police or firemen. Does that mean police and firemen are bad? No, it means statistically they want to be heroes. There's a very small percentage of them that do this, but it still is about half of those that do it. Well, turns out what most... It's over 50% of declared rapes in the UK, Europe, and the US are not real. Half the time, so almost 60% of the time, women lie. It's called a frame-up. And it's the left that does it. The left is all about false reports or staging something and blaming it on you. Trump official merchandise stores removed by Shopify. Shopify removes accounts associated with President Trump. So now they're in the mode of outlawing the president of the United States communicating online. They're blocking him on Twitter more and more. They're saying, oh, no one's going to carry his speeches. And Trump's like, oh, okay. And he won't be heard from and he'll just go away and Joe Biden takes over. That will encourage Biden and them to go for the 25th Amendment removal. That will encourage them to be even crazier and more out of control. And so these devils have now done it. And regardless of whether Trump stays in or not or continues to fight, because that's all collapsing. He had almost no support behind him. He was like a big facade. You know, he was a real person himself, but the whole bureaucracy wasn't there. So a wind came by, he blew over. And we knew they were coming. We knew they were provocateur, but I didn't imagine they'd open the gates up and let him in and do all this. Like Antifa's a joke. No, not at a point like this. So they had to bring in that special group of boys with the orange caps. And even the Washington Post, the New York Times, here's the Wall Street Journal report on, at the U.S. Capitol, milling crowd sparked riot in a few crucial minutes. And it says there was these men in blaze orange beanie hats, military-style vests. And Antifa hits first, then they hit. And then it goes on, and it says, 3 minutes after the contingent of orange hatted after Antifa attacked demonstrators standing nearby, many outfitted with helmets, camouflage, and body armor began to march down First Street toward the roundabout chanting F Antifa. So they're going to go attack the police that Antifa hates. Okay. The identities and affiliations of the group in orange hats weren't immediately clear. After the group wearing orange hats and military-style vests joined the fray, the confrontation took a more aggressive turn. Because then the police actually fought back. They weren't just pushing over a few meth head, you know, probably Senator Kane's son who's been arrested before. I'm sure he was there. Antifa leader, we know major leaders were there and got arrested. They couldn't scare the cops. But in comes these real guys, a little bit bigger. It all goes downhill. Oh, here's the next page. Soon, the far-right top conspiracy theorist Alex Jones appeared atop a vehicle. No, it was a pile of chairs on the Capitol lawn with a bullhorn out of range of police projectiles to urge rioters forward. Well, I just played to you in the first hour, 10 minutes of me from the beginning saying be peaceful. I'm marching down the street, not knowing most of the march has already gotten there, and I get there and all hell's broke loose. But that's the Wall Street Journal today for you, ladies and gentlemen. They've got other articles out saying I commanded the whole deal and I'm going to be arrested. Okay, whatever. Absolutely insane. There I am at the beginning of the march saying let's be peaceful. I just say it the whole time. I've got hours of this. Hours. I got 40 minutes before I get there saying that. I'm like, don't even preach liberty or death, folks. Because I said, I get it, but they're going to try to use that. Let's just say we're taking our America back and down with globalism and the CCP. All right. We're going to go to break. I would suggest you get high-quality, storable food now that lasts 25 years, that's ready to ship. I would suggest you go to InfoWarsStore.com, preparewithalex.com, leads you right to a special subpage we have. We're able to offer lower prices than even normal that nobody else can. They want it to end today. I may send it to Monday, but preparewithalex.com takes you right to that subpage at InfoWarsStore.com, preparewithalex.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3039. They can walk you through it. We've been seeing surges of food sales the last month, and now it's just off the charts. They're ready to ship day of order, day after order. But at this level, there may start being waits if you don't get your order in the next week or so. But right now, it's basically instant delivery. InfoWarsStore.com. Also, InfoWarsStore.com has the winter sun, highest quality vitamin D3 and K under the tongue for your immunity, your overall defense. We've got pollen block back in. We've got Supermo Vitality back in. X2, the highest quality clean iodine back in for your, it's essential. InfoWarsStore.com, living defense. InfoWarsStore.com, supercharge 2021, New Year's specials, up to 60% off our best-selling products. InfoWarsStore.com. But I would get your orders in. The charcoal toothpaste is back in, activated charcoal. It's discounted as well.
The word apocalypse means the revealing of what was once hidden. And now that all the lies are being revealed, what will you do? We know that millions will do absolutely nothing. They will do whatever they are told, as if obedience is a virtue. It is the patriots of the world versus everybody else. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge my duties as best as I can. So help me God.
InfoWars.com. Band.video.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that pollen block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your pollen block back in stock.
at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months. It's now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your pollen block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And pollen block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
So, I trust in God. I know that God controls battlefields, God controls families, God controls countries, God controls everything. The sparrows of the field, the lilies of the field, the whales in the ocean, the stars in the sky. God made it all. And so, I've done big rallies in D.C. Nobody would step up to this one. I got the seed money. I set up the 5th. I set up the 6th. People had the permits, but they were going to pay for it. I put the money in, and I didn't have the money, and I spent our reserves, and then God literally had some donors call and pay for it all. It was great. It was good. We were exposing election fraud. And then I knew Antifa said they were coming to try to provocateur and dress as patriots. I thought, oh, I guess they'll start fights or something, try to cause a riot. I didn't think go into the Capitol, have the police stand down. And we have all the footage, and we have the Capitol Police admitting they had intel reports. They knew this. We talked to Capitol Police that night. I've got sources that they said 25th Amendment, if Trump doesn't come out and repudiate his base tomorrow, I told you in a video that night he'd do it. Shot a video that was up at like 10 at night. And sure enough, it happened. And so Trump's been buffaloed. He's been collapsed right now. And as soon as he did that, okay, your banking's being taken away, Mr. President. Now your campaign website can't take money. That violates campaign laws. What they did to me as a beta test 2.5 years ago is now going operational and is very dangerous. So I was talking to General Flynn's folks and getting a hold of him earlier. And they're like, well, Flynn's mad. You know, Trump's totally betrayed us. We got to go and help him and get him to stand up and go, oh, wait, Antifa did this. He's got Matt Gaetz saying it. He's got all these other congressmen saying they got intelligence briefings, and you've got the New York Post confirming they arrested Antifa. I have the video and this other weird group of men with orange hats and military outfits. And so Joel Skousen joins us at World Affairs Brief to really drill into what he witnessed. He's a former Marine Corps officer and naval aviator, and his family's been at the forefront since the 50s, the first to expose the globalist plot. And so he's led some of the largest conservative coalitions in the country. And it's safe to say the enemy probably would have already taken over if it wasn't for he and his family's work. He's here with us now. What would you call this dark hour for America, my friend? I mean, the Q delusion's going out the window. That's something that's good, but it's now we're faced with this nightmare.
Well, indeed we are. This was a shocking January 6th. We'll never be allowed in America to live this down. They're going to continue to pump this information that the radical right attacked the capital of the United States, and it wasn't the Trump supporters. As you have clearly said, and I documented in today's World Affairs Brief, which came out, it was about 24 professional agent provocateurs. And it's not just random Antifa BLM people that we have documentation them trucking in there. Those are the people that, you know, do fisticuffs and other things. But these people came in actually prepared to coordinate with the Capitol Police, who had to get orders from their higher-ups to open the barricades and let all the protesters in, knowing that the agent provocateurs would then get up to the front of those and start attacking Capitol Police in the Capitol Rotunda and trying to get into the various doors. And so that's exactly what happened. Unfortunately, some of the more macho Trump supporters joined in the melee, thinking that this was all legitimate. There's one thing that we need to put out to the movement, Alex, and that is, and you warned about this last August, the biggest threat to our movement now are agent provocateurs trying to get us and our people to do something radical. And that's why I'm very, very concerned about all of the false chatter about civil war. There can be no civil war when the majority of mainstream Republicans are fat, dumb, and happy in this country and are not concerned about the loss of President Trump of this election or the...
That's right. They'll just be tricked to turn on the nationalist base and further isolate themselves in the process, which we're already seeing from the Republicans.
That's right. And I'm really worried, and I watched this interview that you did with General Flynn, and I'm really worried when somebody of his caliber, and General Flynn's a wonderful person, I like him a lot, but for him to say, I am 100% certain that Donald Trump is going to be reinstalled as president, you know, after January 6th, I wished you would have asked him, how can you say that with all of the defeats, all of the control of the judges going against this?
Well, I know why. Trump said he'd never give up and was about to put the evidence on, but now it didn't happen because this group of military-looking law enforcement men in orange hats with Antifa breached it and the Capitol Police stood down. So, I mean, we have the whole false flag right there. And then you have the Q idiots behind it, led by this guy's coming on, who I don't think were bad. They were just idiots. You know, this Thor hammer right there, he thinks it's Battle of the Gods, end of the world. He said that, Ragnarok, Gudur Dalmarong, they were the only people to go in was the Q idiots.
Well, there are really Q agents working our side of the movement, and they haven't quit. You know, I can see somebody claiming or being from U.S. intelligence coming to Mike Flynn and telling him, you know, we've got this under control. We're going to make sure that Trump wins. We're going to put out the evidence. Look, the evidence isn't going to swing this. The media isn't going to cover the evidence. And we have found shockingly in this COVID fiasco that fully 80% of Americans get all of their news from the mainstream media. And you can't have a revolution. You can't have a revolt against the deep state when 80% of Americans are dumbed down with national media news. And that's the sad fact. But I am really concerned with all the talk of civil war that there's going to be people who are really eager to do something.
I agree. We don't want physical confrontation. If I was the globalist, I'm not saying I would do this. If I was them and I had their morals, their compass, it's truck bomb city. This is when they're going to say for retaliation for shooting the poor Babbitt woman, we are going to truck bomb a federal building. No, 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 we don't support that. We're not behind that. That's why I said don't march to Washington. I'm not going on the 20th now. Now we need to absolutely, Trump's given up so far. That is our major signal to absolutely be on the lookout for provocateurs.
Well, that's right. And we've got to make sure that in any rallies that are held in the conservative movement, that you task dozens of people who are savvy to watch out for these agent provocateurs in here. They're dressed in a certain way. If they come in backpacks.
By the way, we had these guys show up. They all have that weird twinkle bell, crazy look in their eye. We looked when they were liberals that showed up in Georgia wanting us to do a sit-in or get violent. So they're everywhere. I mean, they really know what they're doing.
Well, the telltale case is every one of these people had backpacks, and in those backpacks were gas masks, weapons, mace, or other smoke bombs or other things. Look, Trump supporters don't bring those types of things to a rally. So those people need to be ferreted out.
Oh, by the way, go back. Look, the same orange hats were at Josh Hawley's house.
That's right. Now, this is very, very crucial because I can see even besides a false flag truck bombing and thing that they can gin up a movement within various militia movements to start to do some actual physical, revolutionary things. And that would be used as a gun control measure to justify stripping guns away. If we ever had a phony insurrection, a false flag insurrection in this country, and they're already talking up the attitude of insurrection, that would be a real trigger to say, we've got to take away these guns from all these right wing extremists. So we've got to be careful not to fall into that trap.
What would you call this period of history? The attempt to trigger a civil war, to collapse the nation, and then use that emergency to bring in the real martial law, or what?
No, not at all. No, I'm saying I think this is merely meant to destroy the reputation of Donald Trump and destroy the reputation of the Trump supporters. It's like the ABC.
No, no, no. I mean, I agree on the surface. That's it. I'm just saying. Well, please continue.
I'm saying it's just like ABC news director Rick Klein said. He said, yeah, it was easy enough to get rid of Donald Trump, but it's going to be a much bitter, harder task to destroy the movement behind Donald Trump. So we are the target, and we've got to
that's
be
right. How do you demonize a populist movement? And that's their goal. They admit it.
Yeah, that's right. You do it by these false flag attacks. And I'm just trying to portray that it's going to be more than a truck bomb. It's going to be more than Oklahoma City bombing. That's been done before. I think they're going to try to gin up some large mass revolutionary movements that, in fact, are going to be driven by agent provocateurs, not just Antifa.
And that's going to be whoever these feds are, these globalists in Q, because they're already saying Trump's secretly in Texas. He's about to order you to launch your military attacks. That is so damn obvious.
That's right. And unfortunately, you know, Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, they're listening to Q. Lynn Wood published this rumor about the deep state is going to kill Donald Trump and all of his supporters. I mean, that's just bullshit. It's not going to happen, but they're trying to.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay there, Joel Skousen. Yeah, this is never heard Joel Skousen say BS. That's where we're at, folks. I mean, this is crazy. We'll be right back.
Time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, but they want businessmen technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store.
TheResistance.video. 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 InfoWars.com. NewsWars.com.
Banned.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, Joel Skousen, worldoffairsbrief.com, editor-in-chief, one of the smartest guys I know, is here with us. And I want to be clear. We're analyzing all this footage. We know known Antifa, some got arrested. Law enforcement confirms that. Intelligence reports, over 100 of them there. They said over 100 were coming. But then you've got these guys in the orange hats that came in and attacked the police right at the wrong time. And we're getting intel that some supposed Proud Boys were in there. Well, that's just like a militia. You have feds that infiltrated to provocateur it. I like the Proud Boys overall idea, but they're the main target. They're perfect to infiltrate. And so we'll go wherever this leads us. Clearly, they got some red-blooded Americans in all this hype and all this Q delirium to like, oh, we're in, like this poor Air Force woman that got shot and killed. She was a Q person, believed she was attacking for Trump. This hurt Trump. This hurt America. So I'm not attacking you Q people. I want you to understand, Joel Skousen headed up the largest conservative organization in the United States, okay, under Reagan and others. He's been an officer in the Marine Corps. His uncle launched the whole liberty movement and educated Barry Goldwater and Ron Paul and everybody. I mean, my family's been in this forever. I've been on air 27 years. I'm not trying to give you a pedigree. I'm saying we're real. Who we are, warts and all, is here. This Q thing is so dangerous, and now you're seeing it be deployed. Joel, you've got the floor about what else you think we should do here.
Well, first of all, we've got to really help our own people to see through this Q phenomenon. Remember what I have said time and again in the World Affairs Brief.
You said they were going to set us up using Q.
That's right. And the NSA has spies on everything, telephone, email. There isn't anything. There is no way a true conservative insider could be in anywhere in the White House, in the intel facilities, in the military, and be talking to David Icke's or Hodges or anybody else and not get caught. The only reason they are not stopped is because they are working for the deep state and the government, and they're giving Trump supporters false hope and building them towards revolution. And we've got to decry time and again, stop believing in false disinformation. This is the reality. You ought to wake up and everyone realize that what happened on Wednesday should ever go down in our history. And remember, this was a deep state operation in concert with the Capitol Police, not necessarily every one of the Capitol policemen, but the higher ups who, when they asked them, you know, what do I do about all these people at the gate, say, let them in. Somebody gave the order to let them in. And here's the point. Donald Trump, they're going to try to impeach Donald Trump next week in a very quick slam dunk operation so that they can ban him from running for office forevermore. Now, actually, even though I like Donald Trump, I know he's got a good heart and he wants American great again. He is totally incapable of fighting the deep state. He doesn't know whose deep state.
By the way, I don't want to interrupt you, but I know multiple people that have had long meals with Trump, and they say that he's exhausted, confused, doesn't know why America didn't want prosperity, and is overwhelmed, just like you said.
Well, as I say, I'm not trying to beat the man while he's down. He's got a good heart. But the point is, he's ill-equipped to handle the deep state. Going forward, we're not going to win another election. All right. So we've got to have a candidate, not that goes out there to win, not be mainstream enough to attract the middle of the road. We've got a candidate who really understands the deep state, the conspiratorial aspects, the true facts that can articulate this to the American people in a way that will convert a great portion of people who don't see any of this information to the proper role of government and to the proper role of what we're dealing with in this world. If we don't get that, If we let Donald Trump continue to lead this movement, he's got the rhetoric, but he doesn't have the substance.
I totally agree. So let's talk about that. What would you do if you were Trump in 12 days? I think that if he keeps capitulating and putting his tail between his legs, that will initiate them totally blackballing him and destroying not just him, but hurting the liberty movement. So how do we ride the rail of don't let him destroy Trump, but at the same time get him to do things that get them off his back and stabilize things and get on the offense, like everybody pointing out, the left's out burning everything down. What happened at the Capitol here is almost nothing. He needs to get on the Antifa angle and say, whoever did it, I want him prosecuted, not my supporters suck, to get his own supporters to turn against him. How did they get him to make that statement? They threatened him with the 25th Amendment.
No, he was totally demoralized because of this, because he felt betrayed. He has not got, I mean, this is the proof he hasn't got anyone around him feeding him the truth, because even Laura Ingraham on Fox News talked about Antifa infiltrating thing, and he apparently didn't see that on television. He was so demoralized. He usually watches Fox News. Tucker Carlson won't touch this with a 10-foot pole.
Well, I can tell you, he's eating at one sitting 2 steaks, 5 lobster tails, giant bowls of ice cream, and then eating prime rib as dessert and shoveling down piles of crab as dessert. I know people that know him well, they say he's eating 3 times what he normally eats.
Well, he's not going to last very long health-wise that way. But here's the point. Only someone like yourself or myself getting down with a couple of hours with him could straighten him out in terms of, I mean, if he knew what the deep state was doing in terms of terrorism that he's bought into during his whole administration, I'm afraid his pride is so great he would almost be too difficult to accept that he bombed Syria, you know, because of false intelligence, that he killed Soleimani because of false intelligence. But he needs to know that if he's ever going to be into politics before, and I don't know how to get that information to him. But we as a movement have to be watchful of the deep state trying to destroy us from inside, and we've got to develop leadership who will actually verbalize credibly the conspiratorial issues that have built this movement to what it is. Ted Cruz won't do that. Nobody that Rand Paul won't do that. Nobody that I know will do it. Even Ron Paul won't touch it, unfortunately, because he knows it'll get him blackballed by the media.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody's running scared. Ted Cruz is running scared. Rand Paul's running scared. And that's just not the answer. They're going to be next. They've got to come out against Antifa. I mean, isn't that important? I mean, isn't that key to expose that the initiation of this was clearly by provocateurs?
Yes, but it has to be not just Antifa. You have to say these are professional agent provocateurs. You've got to show the videos during the riots in police, whether you saw them in masks and black hoodies and things breaking windows. Those were professional agent provocateurs. Not just the communists from BLM and Antifa, which are just, you know, they're cannon fodder for the globalists. These are professionals they sent in there. And
by the way, a lot of them are known names, but like the pink is a symbol, so they recognize each other. I mean, they even have code words, all of it.
Yeah, and what I worry about is, you know, over 100 of those people have been arrested. But all the list of the 36 people they put in of suspects that they're looking for, none of those were the agent provocateurs. If they did arrest some of those agent provocateurs, I think they'll be quietly released because, you know, the higher-ups will be told, you know, these are our boys, let them go. And that's what you never see because the press won't cover it, the police won't tell you.
Patriots never wear masks. The whole thing is all the guys doing this were wearing masks and backpacks.
That's right. That's right.
And that's how they all know each other. And then they fooled a few good old boys to go along with it, you know?
Yeah, it was very sad. In fact, the media didn't cover the fact that many of the true Trump supporters actually fought against the people who were doing destruction, telling them to stop and trying to get.
We got examples of it right here. Yep. Joel, is Trump completely worthless at this point? I mean, is there anything we can get? Doesn't he get that he just, by capitulating, he just opened up his arteries in a pool of sharks?
Yeah, I don't think that he's going to be able to service the media anymore. He's too easily intimidated. Not only is he capable of being flattered easily, he's too easily intimidated with the threats of, you know, you've just destroyed the movement, you're destroying the Republican Party, none of us can do anything as long as you make these radical statements. You know, he's surrounded by sharks. When you look at all the leaks that came out of the White House during the night about Trump is a monster, Trump was mentally incapable of dealing with this, Trump was this and that. These are people who we're talking to. These are people surrounding Donald Trump, and they're on the other side. And Trump's incapable of seeing that. I mean, even the attorneys that he hired for him, Jenna Ellis used to be anti-Trump. And, You know, Rudy Giuliani's deep state, he sabotaged every bit of this legal fight against the courts. And Donald Trump praised him in the meeting and said, this is a great champion. He's not a great champion. He's deep state.
So if well, I want to be clear, we have all the video, we're compiling it now, before Trump even spoke. There was over 100 Antifa in black with the pink so they could recognize each other, attacking police, getting it all primed, waiting. And then this other group came in and just it kept unfolding. And clearly they provocateured it. A group of Trump supporters would never have acted like this. I mean, but I tell you, they really got played like a violin.
That's right. I might just say for your listeners, if they want to have a copy of today's briefing on all of this material, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and I'll be happy to send you today's issue. Alex, I want to appreciate, first of all, what you've done for the movement and your warnings. They're coming true. Your ability to see through Trump's failures, even though we're supportive of Trump, we've got to move on. We've got to redevelop the movement under principled leadership.
I know you got to go, but do 5 more minutes with us with other ideas. I know I've been breaking in a lot today, but these are hectic times. I think praying to God's what's important. Get back to family. But talking about how do we replace Trump with the movement? Because if he's going to turn his own movement, help destroy a populist movement that he kind of rode in on, where do we move forward from on an American movement that started in 1776 and got rekindled in the 50s with your uncle, Cleon Skousen, and so many others? We're going to go to break right now with Joel Skousen and come back. And then we've got a bunch of other big guests with us as well. We've got Matt Bracken, and we've got one of the Q people joining us. Mountain Patriot in Colorado. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine. And it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
Yeah, all I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctor sells for like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
We are witnessing a perfect dichotomy of psychological warfare. The United Nations, the big corporations, the globalists, big tech, and big pharma are all pushing the COVID is the most deadly thing in history, even though statistically it's a very weak flu or cold. But if you are deficient, then you can actually die from it. That's why you see somebody dying inside the nursing homes. Meanwhile, all these top scientists and researchers and former Pfizer head medical officers have come out and said that the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA ones, are basically bioweapons and are super deadly. And now they're having to resuscitate people that die, basically, when they take it. Just like newborn babies, they get vaccines. They have to resuscitate them all the time, or a lot of times they just let them die. And that's on the record. It does that. Guillain-Barre's, narcolepsy, cancer, all these other diseases. But they tell you, safe and effective. No one's getting hurt. It's a conspiracy theory. And then all the fine print says can kill you absolutely deadly. So they run from something that isn't dangerous towards something that is incredibly dangerous. Because the media says it's safe, they do it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, Joel Skousen, editor at worldaffairsbrief.com, which has a lot of great free material on it. I rarely ask you to let us post one of his whole articles for free, and we'll put a link to a subscription, but I think this latest one that I've seen is excellent. Joel, is it okay if we post that at InfoWars and put a link to subscribe so people can read it?
Publish with an appropriate link, Alex.
Oh, thank you so much for letting us do that. Okay, we only got 4 minutes left. What do we do post-Trump? I mean, we knew this was coming. You predicted 6 months ago he would not be reelected through fraud. It's happened. How do we reorganize? What do we do?
Well, I think, first of all, we need a much larger voice that appears to be mainstream but will mix in the real hard truths that we're trying to do. Now, I know the mainstream will try to kill it, but this is a tough go. We need a major network that not only – tells the things that you and I want to say on that, but we need something that actually has, preparedness courses on television. We need gun show type courses and things that'll attract all of the people that are peripherally attracted to our movement, but aren't yet up to speed on the conspiratorial aspects of this fraud.
And the NRA tried that and got infiltrated and shut down.
Yeah, well, and that's what I worry about Trump buying out Newsmax, for example, and making his TV network. Newsmax is a compromised organization. I mean, Chris Reddy started out on the proper role to get into the conservative movement by telling everybody that Vince Foster was murdered, and he was. And he defended that royally. But his Newsmax has never touched conspiracy since then. And that's what would happen if Trump put his money into Newsmax. So I'm really worried that there's a need for a real, very glitzy television station. Better than the Blaze, better than Fox News, that will really
tell
the truth.
And I guarantee you, with new faces and the right people, and with like me and you and secretly advising them, you could do that and launch it for $15 million in just a couple months, and then it would get its own funding immediately. I mean, I'm so blackballed, I can't do it. But, I mean, I've even got a little bit of money to do it, but I don't have the personnel. Our crew's great. It's just, you're absolutely right. All we need is our own communication system. We'll win. We'll definitely turn this around.
That's right. Well, I happen to know there's a couple of financiers in our movement who are really staunch conservatives. They're willing to finance this. And we're going to start meeting in February to put this all together. And we're going to see what we can come out, because we need to actually reach people on the periphery, not just continue to talk to the choir. And we need to really make sure that we get a very, very well professional message that comes out that attracts a great deal of good people who otherwise are being...
I agree, because Epic Times has done that to a certain extent, but they're Falun Gong Buddhists. They don't get it all. They're good guys. They've been through the communist ringer, but we need something even better than that. And anything done like that will explode instantly.
Yeah, I think so. I think the Trump movement is really going to be looking for new leadership. And Donald Trump's going to be there. He's got an ego, I think, that when he recovers from this, I think he's going to try to lead the movement. But I think we need to look to new leadership. I really do.
I agree. And I don't want to be mean to Trump, but him being threatened with the 25th Amendment, folding like this, has wounded him severely. And I just think he's going to still be a force and try to act like he can fix the Republican Party. But again, he never had the intel to do it. His kids don't have it other than Don Jr. They just don't get it. They don't have the intel.
Well, that's right. Donald Trump's children, you know, and I worry about the Trump legacy, Don Jr. running or Ivanka or anything else. I think that's going to be bad for the movement. These people have no conservative background. They don't have the arguments. They're just going to play the movement. And they're less sincere, in my opinion, than Donald Trump is.
Yeah, I mean, I think Ivanka and Eric definitely and Don's trying. And I don't think it's not that Don's dumb. He's getting better. It takes decades to learn this, and he just doesn't have it.
That's right. You've got to be in the movement. You've got to, you know, I've been in this thing for 50, 60 years, and I have all my uncle's background and my father's background. I mean, it just takes a lot of to develop an instinct where you can smell evil, where you can smell the deep state and its presence. And that's what we need to teach people to develop.
That's right. We're not bragging. We want to teach people this. We need it. Exactly. All right. Joel Skousen, worldfirstbrief.com. We'll post your new piece at InfoWars.com with a link. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
We'll be back, folks. Wow. Pray for America. Pray for the world. Pray for awakening in the name of Jesus Christ.
Three, two, one.
Back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available. In this 1 minute ad, I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. Under my thumb, the girl
who once has yesterday, the President of the United States incited an armed insurrection against America. The gleeful desecration of the U.S. Capitol, which is the temple of our American democracy, and the violence targeting Congress are horrors that will forever stain our nation's history, instigated by the President of the United States. That's why it's such a stain. In calling for this seditious act, the President has committed an unspeakable assault on our nation and our people. I join the Senate Democratic leader in calling on the Vice President to remove this President by immediately invoking the 25th Amendment. If the Vice President and the Cabinet do not act, the Congress may be prepared to move forward with impeachment. That is the overwhelming sentiment of my caucus. And the American people, by the way. Because yesterday...
All right, that's enough from her and a little clown mask that they take off as soon as nobody's around. We have all the undercover videos of her, as you know, as you remember. The DOJ's arrested at least 15 for the Make America Great Again riot, which was led by Antifa and the globalist. But they arrested the 60-year-old who put his feet up on Pelosi's desk, was arrested in Arkansas home as DOJ charges 15, the Capitol attack, including an Alabama man, 70, who brought 11 Molotov cocktails, two handguns, and an assault rifle. Because Q told him to. So I warned all of you. Now they're going to say, Biden's Q, and he's a patriot, and he's going to... We built this movement. We tried to wake up the world against the globalist. And then people delusionally thought Trump was invincible. And then once you believe he was invincible, well, then there's this magic thing called Q that's invincible. And so who needs to get involved? Because it's all handled. And I'm not mad at people that like to get into stuff like that, but we're dealing with real-world stuff here, folks. So Matt Bragg's a former Navy SEAL author, researcher. He's predicted these type of false flags. I want to get his take on what happened and his take on what he thinks is coming up. But I think Trump, first off, made a major strategic error when he said, oh, you're going to 25th Amendment me? Okay, my supporters are bad. It's all bad. When he had intelligence reports and the Capitol Police, I knew this the day before. I knew it the day we were there. I thought Antifa would just try to start fights in crowds. I think they'd try to, like, pose as us and go in, though they said they were going to pose as patriots. They said to get into the crowd. You've got Matt Gaetz saying it. You've got other congressmen coming out and saying it. And you've got the New York Post saying Antifa did this, and they arrested some. And then Antifa was on video bragging they did it. So why is it Trump coming out and pointing that out? To me, that is a huge, huge deal. Matt Bracken, enemiesforeigndomestic.com. Thanks for joining us.
I'm glad to be on. You know, that was a terrific interview with Joel Skousen. He's the real deal. I mean, he's a deep thinker, and he's dead on. You know, as far as a new face for this movement, I'm very impressed with, you know, the Epoch Times. I've been to a few Trump rallies. They're out in force. At least somebody's putting their money, you know, behind this, a movement. I don't see any American billionaires doing it. If they're Taiwanese billionaires doing it, more power to them. But their spokesman is an American named Joshua Phillips with two L's and two P's. He's got a YouTube channel called Crossroads. He's terrific. You know, and not just when he's canned. When he does live chat, he takes questions like you can't believe. He is really deep in this, even as young as he is. And I'm not just trying to...
No. That's why I brought up Epic Times. They're another great model beyond InfoWars. You know, all of us together, we need more to win this. Yeah.
I'm not just trying to plug Joshua Phillips.
No, I'm glad you are, brother.
That's the kind of person.
Yeah,
that's the kind of person that can be the face for this. You know, Nancy Pelosi just said it was a desecration of a temple. This is her real religion. You know, she professes to be a Catholic, although she's, you know, for murdering babies, you know, 1 minute before or after birth. But her temple is the government. So when they talk about desecrating a temple, you know that the state is their religion.
Because they're God in their own eyes, and they want to make themselves God over us. That's why they don't want us to have a God above them. They don't want us to say we're above the state. Well, let me lay this out to you. You're a smart guy. You saw this. What does it look like to you? What do you think Trump needs to do with 12 days left instead of just capitulating?
I was there. I stayed near the Washington Monument. I had a lot of gear and I didn't want to go through security or anything like that where you've got to, you know, lose your backpack and your flags and flagpoles and stuff. So I stayed up on the hill near the Washington Monument. With binoculars, I could see the stage and you can also see the big screens, but I could also see the Capitol. And even, you know, while Trump was still speaking, the crowds were gathering at the Capitol. So it wasn't like Trump's crowd moved down and invaded the Capitol. The invasion force was already at the Capitol. So as soon as Trump ended, they started swarming the Capitol. So unfortunately, this is going to go down, I think, as Trump's greatest blunder, because if you say, now let's go to the Capitol, even if you say peacefully, they'll cut that out. So you say, you can put a clip together of Trump saying, let's go to the Capitol, cut it there. Then you show the worst, you know, clips from the Capitol occupation or attempted occupation. And to the American
mind. Oh, that's exactly what they did. Trump's like, let's peacefully go down there. Trump, they asked me, go peacefully lead them, Alex. And then he's going to pull up and wave. But then, but before he ever finished, you're right, they were already rioting down there, so it never happened.
And it's not just Antifa.
Why would Trump want this anyways, Matt? This is the worst thing ever.
It's the worst. But we walked right into an ambush. Bill Whittle has a very good video about this on the last day. We walked straight into a setup, an ambush. This was a classic Buffalo jump. You know, they when you plan something so far in advance, it allows your enemies to also plan. And I want to be very careful here. It's not just from the left, okay? It's not just communists.
There are right-wingers that want to start a revolution.
They are called accelerationists. And they believe that the sooner we get to a hot civil war, the better. So while we're trying to build a movement to take back our country peacefully, they want to blow it up and they feel that the civil war is inevitable. The longer we wait, the worse it'll be. So let's start it as soon as possible. So they were able to hijack a beautiful day. It was one of the best days of my life, and it turned into maybe one of the worst days for America or for the conservative
movement.
Well
said, one of my best days ever, and then it all went to hell. It was like a bad acid trip or something.
It was terrible, but it was so foreseeable. You know,
that's why I'm so mad at myself. I'm not to blame for this, but I knew they were there. I just couldn't believe it would be so bold or they would sucker us. And I was so busy worrying about Trump and leading the march and other stuff and, you know, talking to the plumber because a pipe broke in my house or whatever, that we walked right into a damn trap.
And the fact that they didn't have the 8-foot barricade ring around the Congress, when they do for almost, you know, for any state event, they have that, like, you know,
there was definitely a dial back and a stand down. Well, what about them ordering? We need an investigation by Congress instead of blaming Trump. Who ordered the police to open the barricades and let people in? We have video.
You can forget about investigations from inside the government. The FBI had Hunter Biden's laptop for 10 months.
No, I totally agree with you. And now that we're in that climate, that's why they're so reckless.
And they're going to only be more and more bold. Once Biden is in office, all bets are off. You know, this is going to be used as an excuse for a super patriot act. They're going to crack down on social media like you cannot believe. You know, they're going to use incitement as a means to shut down free speech. Once they kick you off of social media, they can say that you said anything. Like, they can cut Trump's peace speech the other night and then say he was talking, you know, war.
So that's right. How big is it that they took him off PayPal and now Shopify? That means the president can't raise money. The president can't sell a hat because he's been deemed a terrorist by the corporations.
Yeah, this is how they unperson you. And they're going to go after Band.video, InfoWars, Gab, Parler, Minds, MeWe, because they're going to say they're used for terrorists to cook up plots. And this Capitol occupation is going to be, you know, case number one.
And it was the left that did it all. That's why we've got to expose the left. And you're right. We're getting evidence it was accelerationists with Antifa. They actually joined forces, which means they're led by the same people. This is sick. This is evil. We're going to stop it together. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com. Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on Alex Jones show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old going on 20 thanks to this info. War store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night. So I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense. Now you gotta follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense. Living.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's The AJ Show. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Matt Brackett's our guest, riding shotgun for the rest of the hour. We've got one of the top Q lords joining us. Coming up, Q Show. He'll tell us what really happened at the Capitol. He says he's a listener. And he actually says a lot of things that are true and good. It's just that the whole thing about Trump's invincible, everything's safe, Q's this mastermind, that part, not so much. And so we'll be talking to him in a moment. But Matt Bracken, I was interrupting you a lot because a lot of points I had. You're making a lot of great points. Big picture, though, what does Trump do? What do we do? What do you expect the deep state to do next? I totally agree with you. Them taking his Shopify, taking his PayPal, and saying they're going to persecute everybody. I mean, this is crazy. I have the Wall Street Journal
saying, I led the attack and from a safe distance out of range of police projectiles commanded the assault. I get there and it's already going, like, stop, running around like a chicken with my head cut off, trying to stop people. We had a stage set up around the back. Trump was going to come there and speak. They didn't want the president with the image of all those people iconically speaking. So they activated provocateurs and, as you said, right wing, let's just be honest, accelerationists like the Boogaloo Boys or whatever the hell they are, to go in there and act like a bunch of asses. Now, did they do as bad as Democrats have done occupying capitals? No. Were they armed like in the Wisconsin capitals with right wingers? Nothing happened there. No. So to try to build this up, all we got was a bunch of patriots shot and one cop dying of a aneurysm, which I'm sad he died. But I mean, we're the patriots, are the ones dying here. What do you see really going on here?
Well, this is a classic trap. I mean, we just ran right into it. You know, if you could go picture a World War II Japanese island battlefield. If there was some slogan where you could yell something about the emperor and every Japanese soldier would just like lose his mind and run out with a samurai sword and you could just pop him with your grand, you know, that's kind of what the left has figured out how to do. We're very easily predictable. We're very easy to fake. All you got to do is wear a MAGA hat, you know, carry a Trump flag and you're immediately accepted. There was no vetting, no nothing. So the guys that were the real hardcore Antifa, I think, were probably the hammer, the window to the hammer guys. And the fact that they opened the gates and there was some kind of collusion, I believe, we'll never know that, though. You know, we'll solve the JFK assassination, you know, quicker than we solve how this whole thing unfolded, because there won't be an investigation. The deep state has been trying to set up white nationalists as the boogeyman. Even during Trump's term, he couldn't get anything done to change that. The FBI and DOJ have been running a complete separate
operation. Oh, you can see the giant pre-programming. Trump. And just interrupt, the Wall Street Journal article that lies about me gets it right, though, about Antifa-style groups. You know, they said guys in black and then these guys in orange hats going and actually starting it and then leading people in. I mean, they actually admit it.
And this is classic buffalo jump behavior. You know,
tell folks what a buffalo jump is.
Well, the Indians would wave blankets and set fires and get a buffalo herd stampeded towards a cliff. And this was, you know, easily predicted because everybody knew that there would be a big move towards the Capitol. So all you have to do is make that into a disastrous, catastrophic goat rope. And the entire day, which was a huge victory for conservatism, I don't know if it was 100,000 or a 500,000 or a million, but it was a lot of people there. And all anybody's going to remember are the images of inside of the Capitol. The whole day's a race.
Yeah, no one ever sees the giant monument covered and all the side streets and Trump's speech or any of it.
So we have to get smarter. You know, there's no excuse being stupid. We're in 4G warfare. And in 4G warfare, the order of battle isn't like tanks and battleships and airplanes. The order of battle is who owns the media, who owns the judiciary. You know, that's the order of battle. We can't fight like the left because we don't own the media. You know, they can burn cities all summer and it's called mostly peaceful protests. But we can't do a 1 hour, 2 hour occupation of the Capitol. It's the worst thing since 9/11 or Pearl Harbor. You know, we have to be smarter about this. But, you know, I feel very bad because I see that the left, there's no guardrail on behavior of the left. They'll always get more radical.
No, I agree. So what are they going to do next? I agree with you. They're going to go completely crazy. How do we counter that?
They're going to come after us, Alex. They're going to come after us. And they're going to use incitement to violence as their indictment. And they're going to use that also to shut down free speech in this country. If you say anything that's not, I condemn the right wingers, that's going to be considered incitement to violence. You can lose your job. We've seen people that went to the to this rally that had nothing to do with anything, that they've lost their jobs.
All the CNNs expected, but USA Today posting thousands of photos, like anybody just there, not even in the Capitol, like, who's this person? Let's get him fired. That's true fascism to have the media merging with the state.
And we're heading toward, I believe, a civil war because there are a couple of trip wires or red lines that the left will not be able to throttle back and moderate. They're going to go for gun control, if, you know, especially if there's some kind of a mass shooting, which is the easiest kind of false flag to pull off because you don't even have to be there. You know, the Hammer guys at the windows of the Capitol had to be there. They risked getting arrested and outed as Antifa. So they were, like Joel Skousen said, great interview. They were the top pros, not the cannon fodder. You know, the Hammer guy is wearing a mask and disappears. So a false flag shooting is probably, you know, very likely. And that'll be used to take away semi-automatics because they know that on the right, we'll never accept that. Another red line will be forced vaccinations when you're going to lose your job unless you line up.
And you're right. And they're coming for every red line. Why the hell do they want a revolution? Because they'll sit offshore in Davos and in Paris and in Luxembourg while we burn.
Well, there will be, they don't necessarily think there will be a civil war and certainly not one that they lose. What they think is they're going to set up a state of emergency where they can rule like a dictatorship.
Sure, they'll use the triggered civil war to bring in the permanent civil emergency.
Yeah, and they'll bring in the permanent civil emergency, but it's going to lead to an actual civil war. And at another level above that, above, you know, liberals versus conservatives in America, China, communist China, would love nothing more than to see America just blow itself up in a civil war. Because if we're engaged in like a Yugoslavia times 100 for the next 5 years,
And by the way, CNN is now trying to get Fox taken off cable companies. So see, now they're going after Trump and Fox.
Right. And they're going to say, and they're going to use the rubric of incitement to violence. And they're going to, that's their excuse. And they're, believe me, Gab, Parler, Band.video is on the hit list.
That's why we need people to financially support us and buy products today and spread the word to everybody. And we're building backup sites and all sorts of stuff we've got secretly built. You know, because we knew this was coming. But yeah, we had to build our own infrastructure. People go, oh, Alex, why do you need money? Just broadcast with your phone. Because a phone connected to Google or Facebook or Apple has hundreds of billions of dollars of equipment on the other end. We've put tens of millions of dollars of equipment in for our own encoders and our own satellites and our own uplinks and our own systems and our own automation and our own engineers and our own. So we've done it for tens of millions of dollars. They've done it for billions. So we connect with our phones to our own systems to go live on the weekend for our crew and then send it out to millions of you. That takes money, folks. And that's why I agree, Epic Times and others, we need so many new groups like them. So there's so many of us, they can't get us all. And Epic Times has really been the model of getting the info out without being political. We'll be right back with Matt Bracken.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I don't know if they're going to do it, but they say they are. But my lawyers got off the phone with them 10 minutes ago. The Wall Street Journal reported in a huge article. It was the top of Twitter this morning. I get up at like 6 a.m. I'm drinking coffee, and I got my iPad. I go, let me just go search what happened, you know, Capitol, storming of Capitol. And I want to see what they're saying about me. I put Alex Jones in. The top thing pops up, Wall Street Journal. No, sorry. Before I put that in, it's Wall Street Journal at the top. So I click it. And it's that I led the attack and I did all of this and I'm a coward. And I was saying attack, attack, and leading from the distance out of range of police pepper ball fire. And I mean, it's all the footage. I show up and I go, stop. No, gosh, it's horrible. Why the hell would I want to do that? This is like ruin the best day ever. I mean, the psychology, who benefits? They've got U.S. attorneys and we may indict Trump for this. As Matt Bracken said, it's all there. But joining us is a man known as Q Shaman. Jake the Barbarian, I guess, was his earlier incantation or incarnation. He's at USA Wolfpack and Parlor at Jake and Jelly. And let's just play a clip of him saying some pretty good stuff when he was out at the MAGA rally. You're talking about the New World Order, the Federal Reserve, the banks. It's all true. But then what happened inside the Capitol, and what does the Q Shaman tell us about the tea leaves or the bull's guts or the runes or the chicken bones he's thrown down on the deck of the ship here? Here it is.
So all over the globe, countries are occupied by central banking institutions that loan the government money at interest. And this enables them to own all the other socioeconomic and geopolitical gears in the country. Okay? And then what they do is they use their billions or trillions of dollars to create a bunch of deep underground bases where they have all this like highly top secret technology going on. Okay? And they are like figuring out how to do things like create infinite energy or do things like anti-gravity technology or inertia propulsion. They're learning how to do things like cloning and all sorts of crazy stuff, okay? This is like a global takeover. They're trying to create a new world order, right? They're trying to create a one world government. That means there's like over 180 countries involved in all this stuff where they're monopolizing all the resources, all the labor in the country through the central banking system, okay? And that enslaves the whole country through debt to whoever owns a central bank, all right? Now, as they're researching all this stuff, as they're, you know, all this R&D, they're covering it up through top secret security clearances and through blackmail in the government, in the media, in entertainment, and stuff like that, so that the truth about these technologies never gets out, and they use these people like a smokescreen for all this other stuff that's behind the scenes. And this is going on all over the world, okay? The Swiss Alps are made like Swiss cheese with these freaking underground bases, okay? The United States has over, like, seriously, 150, 200 of these things. And that's small compared to some countries, okay? Some countries are so deeply infiltrated, you can't move but 100 miles in any direction, and you got a deep underground base.
Okay, that's pretty much all true. The guy could have a talk show. He's very well spoken, and boy, does he know how to get attention in that outfit. And you know, I have some fun dressing up like the Joker sometimes to get attention.
But the Q thing is problematic. And then he's in there in the middle of all this. I say if you're a journalist, people go to the Capitol, go show what's happening. Well, there were National Geographic people there. Everybody, Matt Bragg and Ryan Shotgun with us. But should it be Jake the Barbarian or should it be Q Shaman? What should we call you, Jake?
You can just call me Jake, Alex. It's an honor to speak with you, sir.
Okay, well, an honor. I mean, I'm sure you're a great guy. You don't call like a bad guy, but... I mean, if you say you're a listener, have you heard me warn this stuff that Q is not invincible and that Trump's in a lot of trouble?
You know, I have heard those warnings, but, you know, I'm of the belief that Q is military intelligence, and I have a lot of faith in the military and military intelligence.
Okay, well, I literally talk to all the top people, okay? And they're all surrounded and cut off, and the Chi-Coms are taking over. They tell me we're in desperate straits. So that's why I kept trying to tell you guys, like, it's not being defeatist to tell America we're in trouble, need the general public to get involved. You understand that when the general public thinks everything's fine, they don't get involved. You understand? And so if there could be a silent takeover because they don't know, then that's a problem. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. That's why I'm quite proud of what happened on January 6th.
Okay, tell us how you're proud of it. Tell us what happened.
Well, first of all, we are talking about a government that is literally telling people when they can open their businesses, when they can see and hug their families, a government that is literally affecting the way or trying to affect the way that their citizens breathe. We're talking about a government that has literally given billions of dollars to foreign nations through the guise of a COVID relief bill, where they give billions of dollars to foreign nations, $600 to every American citizen, and then they hand the taxpayers the bill and say, oh, yeah, by the way, you're going to pay for all of it. So to me, that sounds like treason on, like, the highest level. And if we
No, I hear you. I think we have a right for a new Declaration of Independence. I just think it needs to be done if we can't fix things peacefully at the right time, right place. You can see how, though, Trump wants a 10-day investigation of fraud. We were about to get it. How storming the Capitol screwed all that up.
Well, I don't quite see it that way, Alex, to be perfectly honest with you. I think that, if anything, we sent a very clear message to the globalists and to the communists who have these puppet politicians, these parasites in our system. We sent a very clear message, and we did so peacefully, despite what the Mockingbird media says.
Well, it was mostly peaceful, and when the left takes over stuff, we're supposed to let them occupy whole buildings, whole areas. That's all legitimate argument. And people got killed there, and so I agree you're not terrorist. I'm just saying, you know Antifa helped break down stuff and wanted this to happen. I mean, you know the deep state liked what happened, right? Because, I mean, I know you think it showed them who's boss and all the rest of it, but you get my perspective that Trump's now capitulating and all this? I mean, this is not good.
Well, everybody has their opinion, Alex, and in all honesty, I understand where you're coming from. I just don't quite fully agree with you.
Do you think Trump's in a secret location in Texas and everything, and it's a CG of him capitulating?
You know, in all honesty, I believe in Occam's razor, Alex, and, you know, I only talk about things that I know for certain I can prove, or things that I know beyond a shadow of a doubt are real. I wouldn't be surprised.
Stay there. You're a very interesting guy. We got to get you back on as a guest more. Don't hang up. Matt Bracken's here. He's an author, researcher. You may know who he is. Matt, do you have any comments for the Q Shaman?
Yeah, I think that that Q, even if it was started by a private guy, you know, pretending to be an insider, it was taken over pretty quickly as a useful tool to feed disinformation, because it absolutely hinders and cripples the patriots, because they're all thinking that Trump is playing, you know, 4D chess, and no matter what, they're just saying he did it on purpose. There's a reason. And he's going to pull a rabbit out of the hat, and we're going to win in the end.
And then I talked to Trump, and Roger does recently, and Trump's like, what do we do, Alex? It's terrible, Alex. What do we do when there's this fraud? Trump's a regular guy, folks. He's not freaking Jesus Christ. I'm sorry.
And he's cut off from the intel. People are saying, why doesn't he declassify all this material? Because he can't. Nobody will declassify.
They're warehouses of information. If the bureaucrats want to do it for you, they have trouble getting it.
This is why he didn't go to Camp David this weekend. He might not have been let back into the White House. If he went to Texas, or, you know, much less not even Camp David, he's afraid if he gets on the helicopter and goes anywhere, he won't be let back in. You know, now he's just worried about finishing out his term.
That's right.
And not being taken out in a straitjacket under
That's right. He didn't leave because of an Iranian threat, I was confirmed. They were talking 25th Amendment the week before last because of this rally. That's why he went back to the White House. You're damn right.
And this would have been the greatest victory for the Patriots if the message of January 6th was rotor quad drone shots of a million people waving, American flags and Trump flags. That would have been powerful. That would have showed our power. But instead, it's these guys that went into the Capitol and just basically took a dump in the punch bowl.
And they're feeling good because they're all over TV everywhere. But let's see. Let's talk to the Q shaman. Maybe he says Occam's razor. Maybe as a shaman, he will tell us about the Guder Dhammarung and the battle of the gods. Okay, so we're going to find out about that on the other side. Stay with us.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top-selling, fastest-growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you
to get the facts, to research it and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, Matt Bracken's riding shotgun with us. Enemies Foreign Domestic.com, Alex Jones. And look, Jake the Barbarian, you're a very well-spoken guy. Let's think about the Q thing. You're talking about the Federal Reserve, the New World Order, secret technologies. All this is real. But then it's like, oh, Q is why we know about it. No, we know about it because of Cleon Skousen. We know about it because of Ron Paul. We know about it, you know, because of Carol Quigley being a criminal and admitting it all. We know about it because of Matt Bracken. It's not about the credit. We're all public people. I mean, I was dialed in with highest levels of the U.S. Army intelligence, okay? Was with us in D.C., really worried about everything. We're sitting there making phone calls you wouldn't believe. And it's not like these people have all this great power either. They're regular people just like you. And this is all out of control. There's not magic groups in control. There's media influencing and the giant communist Chinese are the closest thing there is to government power. Where they just snap their fingers and fake their currency, put 3 million people in death camps. That's why Justin Trudeau said, I admire the dictatorship of Xi Jinping. I want that. Because, yeah, Mao Zedong could say, put 100 million peasants in the city and watch half of them die. Yeah, he could do that. Or, yeah, Hitler could say, invade Russia and kill millions of people. Yeah, he did it. He could say, bomb London. It happened. But I'm telling you, in the American system, part of our strength is we're so diversified. And we can't get stuff done in a way so individuals have freedom. And I'm trying to explain that to Q folks, that this esoteric stuff about magic and it's all handled. And I'm literally, you know, with General Flynn, the former head of Defense Intelligence, and all these Green Berets and Sergeant Majors from Delta Force separate from Flynn and all of it, dude, all of it, the CIA feeds coming in. They don't know what's going on. And that's what I keep trying to explain to you is I'm going to stop ranting. Go ahead, Q Shaman. Tell me what's coming next then. I want to believe it. Where is Trump? You think this is a devastating victory you just had at the Capitol? Explain to me and bring me up to the level of a Q Shaman.
Well, first of all, allow me to say that I am not Antifa. I am not BLM. I know that there's rumors floating around online, probably disinformation agents spreading disinformation. So start with there. I'm a Q supporter, a QAnon digital soldier of sorts.
Sir, yes, I know. They're saying that we said you were Antifa so they can block out the real Antifa that got caught there. Confirmed. No, we know you're not Antifa. What are you? Are you a Norseman or are you a Q shaman? What are you?
I am a shamanic practitioner. Okay. I'm a spiritual warrior. And if you really want to know what's really going on, what is really going on is we are changing the quantum realm, sir. This is spiritual warfare. And if we understand that DC is built on ley lines, electromagnetic ley lines, and we understand that, yes, the Satanists, the Luciferians, the globalists, the nihilists, the Nazis, these people that have infiltrated our government are practicing black magic. They are doing evil, sick, satanic ceremonies and rituals where they're sacrificing children and drinking blood and all that stuff. And the hub of it is in D.C., in London, and in the Vatican. If we understand that these things are like acting beacons for this low-frequency demonic energy, then we can really...
Okay, brother, yeah, no, I know the globalists are into weird stuff. I'm trying to explain to you. Q told us that Trump was invincible and Hillary was in a prison, right? So I'm saying, Trump was going to be there in 12 days then?
I'm answering your question, interrupting. So here's the thing. Because the Washington, D.C. is built on ley lines, right? It's built on the electromagnetic ley lines of the Earth. When we ended up going to D.C., when we were shouting USA, when we're shouting freedom, when we're shouting 4 more years, we are literally affecting the quantum realm because...
We're like pygmies dancing around a fire... Or Navajo doing a ghost dance, it's going to make the white man go away?
Because sound supersedes electromagnetic activity, okay? Now, by marching into the Capitol, by affecting the quantum realm in that way, we actually took back the Capitol building for God. I said a prayer inside the Senate. I sang my shamanic song inside the Senate, and I broke up all that negative.
Okay, so you're like a Well, give us your shamanic song right now on the air.
Or do you want to talk? Because I'll just let you talk.
No. You're my God. I'm learning. Occam's razor is a shamanic.
Then do me a favor and let me finish my
point. I'm going to let you finish, but let's, Matt Bracken's here as well. We're now learning the secret of Q power. He is a Q priest. It is a religion. Everything's fine, Matt Bracken.
I don't know about all that. Listen, dude, shamanism is the oldest religion in the world. They use singing, drumming, dancing, and they use elaborate, like, dress, you know, the headdress, the face paint.
And you saw
like
how
that.
It ended up
to
for everybody.
To ward off evil spirits, to change the quantum realm through sound, through electromagnetic activity, and through...
Hey, Owen Schroyer has a question for you, and he's coming up after I leave, if you want to talk to him. Hold on.
Body.
I understand magical powers.
No, it's not about magic, dude. We're talking
My
about
Little
physics
Pony.
Here, Alex. We're talking about physics. Okay, yeah. This is physics.
Let Matt Bracken talk
quantum
here.
Quantum entanglement.
You are a shamanic wizard. We get that. I'm asking you with your wizard powers why you were able to know that Q was the answer. Tell me.
Okay, Q is the highest levels of the military and the intelligence community disseminating above top secret information to patriots in our republic. This is full disclosure so we can take back our country from the communists and the globalists who are attempting to...
Why does Trump leave Julian Assange in prison?
So they can bring it down.
Why does he leave Julian Assange in prison when he's the real Q-type person?
You keep interrupting me, Alex. I love you, dude. I love you, but you got to let me talk.
Oh, highest level military intelligence. Tell me more about it.
Are you waiting for your turn to speak, sir? Are you listening?
No, tell me about the highest level military intelligence.
Okay, so Q is military intelligence disseminating above top secret information to patriots in our republic so we can take back our country from communists and globalists who have infiltrated our government at some of the highest levels so that they could bring America down from within. This is infiltration instead of invasion. They're doing this so they can create a new world order, one world government where America's wiped off the map and they try to get rid of our constitution based on
I know about the
law.
New world order. So, Q tells us the almighty Q Lord, and you are his priest, tells us everything's fine. So does the...
I'm not saying everything's fine. You're interrupting me.
Put him on pause. I can't handle this guy. I don't know if he's for real or whether he's higher than a kite, Matt Bracken, but this is crazy talk. And this is what I'm talking about. So you got a bunch of Antifa leading Q-tards into the Capitol, and they believe it's a fabulous victory for him.
Yeah, this is kind of reminding me of the Lakota Sioux in 1891. They thought that if they wore the magic... if they wore the magic bead vest and
yeah, it's the Sioux.
Said the
I was
right
saying
prayers.
The Hopi. I was right. It's the Sioux that did the ghost dance. Guys, show the Sioux doing the ghost dance. There's photos of it. Show it.
Yeah, and they thought that if they did the ghost dance, then the soldiers' bullets would just go through them and they would win, and the white man would disappear. So if you're a shaman who is leading the ghost dance, there's only two options. You know, you're either insane because you're about to get your people massacred, or you're working for the other side and you want your people to get massacred. But this is really, imagine people followed into the Capitol because they believed in Q, and Q is shamanism, we're told. I mean, I'm old enough to have seen these hoaxes that were believed for a long time. I remember in the 70s, a guy named Carlos Castaneda's wrote these books called The Tales of Don Juan, where he swore it was true that he met a Yaqui Indian who gave him peyote and taught him how to fly. I don't mean just like a trip, but I mean to literally fly. And people believed it, and there were followers of Carlos Castaneda's for years and years. It turned out he made it all up. It was all BS. There was the Howard Hughes Clifford Irving diary. That was accepted as fact. It was all BS. There was the Hitler diaries. There was a guy named Ulsterman and DC Insider that was sort of like before Q, where he was swearing that he had the inside skinny from, you know, deep in the White House bunker.
And so now we are directly distilled down to literal ghost dancing with a dude wearing a Blackfoot Indian outfit telling us this. This is what we've now reached.
And he's got the pipeline to the highest levels of military intelligence. How did that work out for General Flynn? You know, if the highest levels of military intelligence were, you know, assuring Trump's ultimate victory, why didn't they save General Flynn? You know, this is a way to keep patriots just on the couch thinking it's all taken care of.
I hear you. Matt Bracken, stay there. I'm going to do five more minutes with you and the guest, and I'm not trying to be mean to the guest. If Owen wants to have him on, he's welcome to have him, or if he can have the guy back, we'll let him talk because it's very entertaining. It's just that it's like I tell this guy, like, hey, I'm dialed into all that stuff, okay? And they don't know what's going on. Nobody does. He's just like, highest level military intelligence. Highest level military intelligence. I mean, they don't even, it doesn't even, like, I tell people, like, real stuff, like, this is going to happen. Oh, Trump next week will have a thing on the ellipse. What? No, was it out for 5 days? It's all real. Who cares if you talk to Trump? We talk to the highest levels of military intelligence. You know? And so it's just so frustrating to sit there and watch our people wake up, but then believe the charlatan garbage. All right, I'm gonna relax. I need funding. I'm in the real world, not funded by George Soros, the New World Order. Preparewithalex.com. I might extend it through Monday. I'm trying to twist their arm before the prices go up. $850 off your supplies of food and a bunch of other high quality deals. Infowarsstore.com has the regular sales, but by going to preparewithalex.com, I can legally with that URL with a corporate agreement with them go below any of their other distributors. So it's the last big sale of last year. Now here it is, but that's it. Infowarsstore.com. Get your food now while you can. preparewithalex.com. And we've got all the other great stuff. Winter Sun back in stock. X2, Supernova Vitality, Living Defense. I want to thank you all for your support. All we're going to give you some facts. Mountain Patriot in Colorado. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctor sells for like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
Not a secret why in leftist-controlled cities all over the world, not just the U.S., they encourage people to live in tent cities as homeless and to use drugs and alcohol and engage in petty crime. It's because the globalists admit under Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and of course the Great Reset, they want to lower expectations. They don't want you to think of having sanitary systems everywhere. They don't want you to think of a civilization that gets better. They want you to think of civilization that gets progressively worse. The globalists fly around in private jets. They have huge private estates. They are separate from us. Their children go to private tutors. They admit this. And now they want us locked down, telecommunicating with each other so that we are not actually out physically building a pro-human infrastructure. The infrastructure that's left under 5G is meant to control robot autonomous cars and trucks. This is all their admitted plan. The public's finally listening because the plan is no longer in beta. It's gone operational. It's a post-human future. You better find out about it right now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I remember when. All right, we're going to get Shaman, the Q Shaman. Time to respond. He's very mad right now. And then Owen Shore is going to take over. We'll do one more thing with Matt Bracken as we can finish up. And then I've got a lot of stuff I got to deal with. I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate your support, folks. I don't feel sorry for myself. I know I'm over the target because my level of persecution has reached epic proportions. Let me just tell you, not going to waste your time on it. Just I need those prayers. Q is like people that look in clouds. One sees a giraffe, one sees an elephant, one sees an alligator, one sees a cloud. I'm not knocking people that are into Q. I'm just telling you that I talked to the president. I talked to everybody, General Flynn, you name it. And they're asking me, what do they think's going on? There's no magic group unless you're Xi Jinping. He says kill a million people. They do it. That's what authoritarianism is they've got that power, but it destroys civilization. It doesn't exist here. It's our greatest weakness, our greatest strength. So is it Jake the Barbarian? Well, Owen Schroer has a question, then we'll give you the floor to speak. Owen, you have a question.
Well, no, I just want to address, you obviously said you're not Antifa. I don't think you're Antifa. The other thing people want to know about you is, are you an actor? They found a profile that says you went to an acting school, so they think you're acting, and this whole thing is just an act. So would you like to address that?
Abso-frickin-lutely. Okay, so the whole reason why I have an acting profile is because I worked with children for 5.5 years in group homes, traumatized children, and I got chased out of the home with a knife by one of the kids that pulled it out of a locked cabinet, and I decided that I wanted to do something a little bit more fun. So I went into business for myself. I developed my own website, my own YouTube. I started writing books, and I thought about, well, maybe I'll give acting a shot to earn a little bit of money on the side. I haven't made any money as an actor. I never got any
work. So you're not an actor. We got that. We believe you. They say I'm an actor because I've been in a few movies. It's total bull. Okay.
Which, so, by the way, I absolutely loved Waking Life, by the way. Your plug in Waking Life was absolutely accurate and awesome.
Well, thank you. So listen, you're a Q wizard, okay? I'm asking you, does Trump end in 12 days?
Does Trump what?
What happens to Trump? Q knows everything. You know military intelligence. What happens to Trump?
Well, you know what, man? All I can say is I think that Donald Trump is a part of a much larger plan, whether that be a military plan, whether that be God's plan. I think that when you look at harmonics, when you look into the way that energy, frequency, and vibration basically create and move all physical form, all matter, then we are all playing a part in a much larger, grander scheme, a much larger...
No, I'm not saying there's no harmonics and greater schemes and a pebble in the pond stuff. I know all that. What I'm saying... Hold on. I'll let you talk, but I got to say this. But Q told us Trump was invincible and everybody was going to Gitmo. I'm saying it isn't... Oh, now the larger... Q leads us once Trump's gone still, is what you're saying.
What I'm saying, and you see, this is you putting words in my mouth again, Alex. What I'm saying is that Donald Trump is a part of a much larger plan to help us take back our country from globalists and communists.
He is the baby toe of military intelligence. All right.
Donald Trump has played a very pivotal role in exposing the globalists and the cabal, exposing the Chinese and the communists and the way that they've infiltrated our government, the way they've infiltrated our media, the way they've infiltrated our entertainment, the way they've infiltrated our
economics. Yeah, we broke all that. We know that. I'm saying Q tells us stuff in all of its lies is what I'm saying.
You keep interrupting me.
Because you're lying! Because you're full of shit! That's why, because every goddamn thing out of you people's mouths doesn't come true. And it's always, oh, there's energy, and oh, now we're done with Trump. You said he was the Messiah. You said he was invincible. You said it was all over. They were all going to Gitmo. Now, oh, he's part of a larger thing of Q. I will not suffer your Q people after this. I knew what you were day one, and I know what you are now, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of all these witches and warlocks and pumpkin popsums and everything. Oh, God. Sorry. Bye-bye, Q. I can't talk to you anymore. Jesus, Lord, help me. Oh.
I like the Q shaman.
I want to believe. They'll never, when they're wrong, say they're wrong. Oh, no, Trump's a small part of the larger Q universe. Really? No, you're full of crap. We don't want your last word. Only if it is he Q? We have Q on the line. Yeah, sure, we'll get a last word from Lord Q on the other side.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available in this 1 minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
Big John.
Every morning
at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
All right, I'm going to be nice to the Q
Sorcerer, Q Wizard, no, the official name is the Q Shaman. He's hopping mad at me. But people started to recognize something. As soon as I showed up at the Capitol 2 days ago, Owen was right beside me. He disappeared for several hours in a phone booth and came out as the Q Wizard. And that's why we can't show both of them on screen at the same time. Put a picture. That's Owen! Owen Schroyer is Q. Not only, that's right, it's happening right now. Not only is Q real, it's Owen Schroyer. When he comes out of the phone booth, ladies and gentlemen, he is Jake the Barbarian, a.k.a. Q Wizard. So, Owen, you're a dude. You're caught. Wow.
You haven't caught me yet.
I was like, where are you at? You stormed the Capitol. All right, I'm going to be, this is all deadly serious. This is Q-level stuff, right? Top-level intelligence. Hey, you've got the floor for 2 minutes. I'm not going to shut up. I'm going to shut up for 120 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so I am not Owen Troyer. My name is Jake Angeli. I've been practicing shamanism for over a decade. For those people that are interested in hearing more of what I have to say, just go to my Rumble account. They've already deleted my YouTube, my Facebook, and my Instagram because all the stuff on there is so patriotic and controversial. They're trying to spin this narrative that I'm BLM or Antifa. Go to Yellowstone Wolf AZ on Rumble. You can find all my videos there. Explains a lot of what is going on regarding things like quantum physics and how it relates to spirituality and God and how God is real and reincarnation is physics. I got stuff on there about exposing the globalist plot for the takeover of the world through the use of things like psychotronic weaponry and sleeper cells and global terrorism and how it all ties into, infiltration instead of invasion. And I got stuff on there exposing the UN. I got stuff on there about aliens and the truth about aliens and where aliens come from, how they're actually interdimensional beings, more just as much as they are like quote unquote extraterrestrial beings. I've got a video on there called Just Take the Red Pill. That's 5.5 hours that if you really want to know everything that there really is to know to get caught up to speed here and now, all you have to do is just watch that one video and it'll explain a whole lot of things that most people just don't understand, whether it be things about.
Okay, that's enough. I've heard the plug about you. You didn't counter anything we said. The whole cube image completely full of crap. And it's been full of crap the entire time. It's a big sick joke on us and probably just cost us the country. Thanks for the call. I mean, I cannot. Matt Bragg, you had to sit through 20 minutes of that insufferable garbage. And I'm not trying. He's a well-meaning person, but he's a lightweight, man. It's all this Harry Potter hocus pocus crap. And we're in the real world. I'm like, I'm not going to tell this guy what's going on because he can't even handle it. But he just doesn't get it, does he?
Yeah, I think that, the FBI couldn't crack the case of the pallets of bricks all summer, but they're going to crack this case of who's in the Capitol really like record fast, facial recognition, everything else. And I think that that the shaman is going to maybe use the insanity defense because he'll have a lot of background that he can use for evidence.
Yeah.
but when he's in jail for 10 years for, domestic terrorism, the joke is going to be over and then he's going to say it was all an act and he's going to try to write a book. I wish him well, but like you said, it might have cost us the country because a lot of real patriots took this deep fake. This was a deep fake. It might have started out as a private hoax, but it was taken over and the people that followed this hoax they were buffalo jumped big time.
And by the way, I'm not criticizing Q people. I admit that people wanted a rally. Trump wanted it. We had other rallies. They were great. I'm like, oh, the Capitol Police will handle it. Yeah, Antifa says they're coming to disrupt. They'll handle it. And we should have been down there. If I'd have been there with 20 of our guys, we would have stopped this. Now, did I do it? No, but I feel bad that I walked into a trap. So Q people walked into a trap. Admit it. Don't be a cult member. I walked into a trap. I'm admitting it so I get better. What do you call that, Owen?
Well, Alex, we were discussing all day what we wanted to do. It was kind of like a think tank scenario. Just we had like 30 to 90 seconds just to be like, okay, are we going to mobilize here? Are we going to mobilize here? What's the timing here? How are we going to address the audience here? And so it's just kind of all these moving parts. But, I'd also want to say this because this is something that you had said that day and I think is even more apparent now. And I think we're kind of falling into another trap, quite frankly, Alex. I mean, I don't think it's fair to say that the Q movement cost the country. Our election was stolen. That's what cost the country.
They didn't, you're right. It's the globalists. They're the bad guys.
I mean, I'm not saying that the Q people are justified. I'm not saying
it's not up to us to be perfect when we're facing a foreign takeover.
Exactly. And so now, though, it's exactly what they wanted. Now we're all talking about their false flag on the Capitol that day instead of the fact that they certified a fake election for Joe Biden. So they're conquering now two birds with the same stone, killing two birds with the same stone. It's my
Why
clone.
Are you covering for yourself?
Apparently, my clone there. Well, either he's my clone, I'm his clone, or we're the clone of some other superior being, but we'll just leave it at that. But getting serious, they have stolen our country in 2020, and people are pissed about it. And so we did not have the debate. We did not have the discussion of the appropriate response because we're just trapped
in the
matrix.
It's not our fault we got a communist globalist takeover.
And so we're trapped in the matrix just trying to like figure out what the hell is going on at any given day. And then it's like we're in the moment, January 6th, it's at the Capitol, the moment is here, they're certifying the fake election, people are fired up, Trump gives a rousing speech.
And the police stand down.
And we did not have the proper measurements. Now I will say, you addressed it very well today on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to do it again on the War Room. There is zero doubt that there was sabotage and it was a false flag on the Capitol. There is zero doubt Antifa was there. There was zero doubt the Democrats were involved. And now when I'm looking at some of these videos, the video of the woman getting shot, the other videos of the hall, the floor of Congress where there were still people walking around. I mean, it really, except for a couple extreme areas, it wasn't even that bad. A lot of times cops were talking to the people walking in like, hey, this is bad, just please stay calm. Like, all right, go into this room.
Most of it was like when other people take capitals and the cops, exactly.
But it was the 3, 4, 5, 6 instances where the leftists were able to get
and
in,
the media
break a window.
Hyped it up.
Break a window, do this, get the mob fired up. And then of course, you know, the Trump supporters,
you're right. And that's where Trump dropped the ball, Matt Bracken, is that he, don't you agree, he needs to come out and say, okay, I condemn the violence. Looks like the left provocateur. It shouldn't he do that because it's the truth, but also to get the blame off him? Because he's got to see now that his capitulating because of the 25th Amendment threat is only meant to weaken him more ahead of next week's impeachment.
I think he's so weak right now that there's almost nothing he can do. It's like a chess match, and he can't even go for a stalemate at this point. He's in the corner hoping to run out the clock and not be dragged out in a straitjacket to an ambulance.
No, I agree. He's been paralyzed, but he's got to get
paralyzed.
A breakout offense is the way to go.
If he had any secrets, he should release them. He should announce he's pardoning Julian Assange today. I don't think he can get any classified information in the form of, like, documents, imagery, things like that.
He told him 3 years ago to release the JFK. Remember that, Matt, they refused to do it. Yeah, he told them to take the troops out of Afghanistan. They wouldn't do it.
I think he's paralyzed. I think he's boxed in. I think he has almost no power whatsoever. If he gave the order to arrest anybody at this point, that general or that FBI official would go to Pence and Mark Meadows. They would whip up the 25th Amendment and take him out.
I agree, but he's got the bully pulpit to come out and expose Antifa and the left and how they attacked and burned everything down. It was great. Then they claim his supporters broke a few things. They're the devil. He needs to come out and point that out.
Well, Trump's greatest legacy is that he has exposed the deep state. We know now that they can fake an entire election. You know, this, they could do it before with just one or two points. This time, because he was so far ahead, they had to make it so obvious. So his greatest legacy is going to be, you know, exposing that a true patriot president, a populist president, just won't be tolerated by the deep state. And that's all of the Democrats.
I totally agree. Did you hear the Q religion moving away? Like, Trump's only a small part of Q now. I mean, he was invincible. They were all going to prison now. Like, oh, Trump was never. They'll probably say Biden's Q next.
That's just like Professor Marvel with the crystal ball. You know, whenever the fortune teller's fortune doesn't come true, they refer back to something and say, well, back then I said, but if that was a cloudy day, then Trump will not succeed. And, you know, they've got an answer for everything. It's no different than a fortune teller.
It's esoteric fortune telling. EnemiesForeignDomestic.com. Thank you, Matt Bracken. Great points. There's the proof. Owen Schroyer led the attack. He'll be arrested very soon. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. Infowars.com.
newswars.com, band.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video. Fox has betrayed President Trump, as I predicted they would. They've always been part of the establishment, and it's only going to get worse. If they're able to keep Trump from rightfully taking office for a second term on January 20th, the system is going to drop the hammer harder than ever on this republic. They are going to explode gas prices. They are going to shut down our coal power plants. They're going to cut off the energy source to the U.S., so it's impossible for factories to move back here. This is economic domination. This is economic war. We are being consolidated. We are being taken over. The Democrats aren't mismanaging their blue cities and states. They're consolidating power and control to bankrupt the population and bring them absolutely to heel and then consolidate ownership of all the infrastructure and property. This is a monopolistic takeover. That's what the Great Reset is. Klaus Schwab and these other criminals admit it. That's what social distancing is. So your business is only at 25% for several more years. No small businesses will be there. This is a master plan. Say no.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears the
I was hole. Never a sadomasochist. I was never a masochist. I don't like to deal out pain. I like to deal out pleasure. But if somebody tries to hurt me, I do take a pleasure when they're defeated, when they collapse and hit the ground like a sack of tomatoes or potatoes. But we've seen a rare event today, and it's an important event. We've got lawyers sending out other cease and desist letters that takes money. The Wall Street Journal said, I led the attack on the Capitol as a cowardly general back with the bullets of the police missing me narrowly, right out of range. And we called him up and said, we got all the video and sent him like 20 minutes of me trying to stop it. And so behold, here is the Wall Street Journal. This was the top thing. When I got up at 6 a.m., I pour a coffee, turn on the iPad, I go to Twitter, and as I'm typing in the search, I go, my God, the top things are at the U.S. Capitol, milling crowd sparked riot in a few crucial minutes. So I start reading, this is the top thing they're pushing as the timeline on Twitter. And I get there. Go to Dr. McKim's shop, please. And because it's not like cookies like Google where they know what you're looking at, so they send to you. No, this was hard push on the front page of Twitter. And imagine then I read that I led the attack.
Yeah, I also saw it said you stood on top of a vehicle. I don't remember that happening.
It didn't happen. I stood on it's a pile of chairs. That's why I had a guy, because the chairs have holes in them.
Yeah, we were there because you had to get raised. And then the other thing, too, is they even put the timeline on there. It said 1243. We were still at the rally at 1243.
Yeah, the breaching started before we got there.
Yeah, because because we were walking up and we already heard the boom, boom. And that's where we're like, oh, God, we got to get to a raised location and say, don't go in, stop the violence.
Yeah, so here's what's beautiful. Let me show people. Here's the original article. It even gets it right that certain groups went in and started it. All we now know is they're Antifa. But it goes on to say, soon the far-right conspiracy theorist Alex Jones appeared atop a vehicle parked on the Capitol lawn.
No.
With I just pull up an armored vehicle with a bullhorn out of range of police projectiles to urge the rioters forward. Why the hell would I do that? Like the worst thing possible for me and a
guy. Oh, man.
Yeah, like, and Jones urged people to hit him in the head with baseball bats.
I mean,
who stands to gain from this is the globalist. Now let's move on. By the way, the whole crowd's like, yeah, we don't want to riot. They weren't the ones inside.
Oh, Alex, we got more videos. We're going to play them on the war room. Where there's one video where there's an Antifa guy breaking in a window, and you hear the Trump supporters go, that's Antifa, that's Antifa. And some Trump supporter drags him out, and they throw him out, and the whole crowd cheers.
Okay, I want it now when you take over next segment. You'll show it on your show, too, but that's important.
Okay.
Because the message is Trump's got to – people are like, well, let Trump go. He's done. We'll build our own movement. They're going to burn all us with him. He's got to get his shit. He's got to get his act together. But back to this. Here is the retraction. Never think you're going to see this. Because the Wall Street Journal a few years ago, we'll play it next time. You got it. The Wall Street Journal said that I lost a lawsuit for writing a book called Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. I didn't write that book. I didn't even say that. So they would not retract or threaten a lawsuit. This time they did it. So my God, something good happened finally in the universe. At the U.S. Capitol, milling crowd sparked riot. And a few crucial minutes. And my goodness, Easter bunnies are real, folks. Santa Claus is real. They retracted it. Corrections and amplifications. The conspiracy theorist Alex Jones urged Trump supporters not to attack police and to move to the east side of the Capitol, where we had a permit. An earlier version of the article incorrectly said Mr. Jones urged rioters attacking the Capitol to move forward.
But see, this is, they've already gotten this article off of the push.
Yeah.
No, but they've already taken off of the push, so people already saw that you did that. Now nobody will see the retraction. And they
I had my lawyer call and say, did you really do that?
And then, but notice, the conspiracy theorist, like, you know, not the talk show host, you know, not the activist, the conspiracy theorist, because they want to cloud that. They want to sludge you before they say that you actually did the right thing.
That's right. You've got those videos coming up in the last 30 minutes of the show. I meant to take a lot of calls today, didn't because of all the guests. The war room's coming up. Owen's going to do a great job.
We're going to be taking calls, too.
In the morning, American Journal with Harrison Smith doing a splendid job. He takes a ton of calls. And then the morning, Saturday. I'm wrangling this crew, who I love, to come in here at noon tomorrow. Let's just tape an hour or two together. Let's just tape or maybe go live and take some calls because history's happening. It'll be 11 days out from the inauguration of the communist Chinese dictator. Then the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m., ahead of the great job you're doing, Sunday Live. That's 6 to 8 with only 6 minutes of ads an hour. We've cut it to just local ads for radio and TV stations. We've cut our ads. And if I wasn't partnered with GCN, who are wonderful people, I would cut us from the 14-minute ads, which is customary in talk radio, you know, to less just for locals. But I love Ted, but I'm working on just having local ads for you folks and cutting it to 6-7 minutes of ads an hour just for local stations. Because we do our plugs once an hour live on air, like I'm about to do right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we've proven we're the tip of the spear. We've proven that we're dialed in to as much as you can learn. And believe me, you learn, nobody's in control but God. The devil's trying to be in control. He's not in control. And man's trying to act like he's in control. That's a joke. So Xi Jinping and communism claiming government can be God, it's a lie. Q claiming everything's great and everybody's got a plan, that's a lie. The only plan is Jesus Christ's plan. I'm here to tell you that. Only trust in God. That's the only perfect thing there is. InfoWarsStore.com, though, gives you what God created. Our fish oil, our turmeric bodies, our krill oil is the very highest grade out there. Our bodies is back in stock. Our pollen block has been sold out for 8 months back in stock. Our winter sun's close to selling out again. The highest quality D3 under the tongue for full absorption. The Super Mel Vitality, the X2, both those sold out for months. Both 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's your purchase that funds us to have like a 2-month cushion. If the money stopped coming in, they just banned all Trump's shopping carts. They're trying to shut us down. We would operate a few months and have to shut down. We were down to a month of operating cost. And then all this craziness happened, and people ordered a bunch of stuff. They're like, well, we better get storable food. Everybody's going to hell, like Jones said. Hey, we better. Yes. Listen, it funds the operation. You can send us a pure donation. You couldn't lose because we're going to fight hard for you. And you can go to InfoWarsStore.com to the support section and sponsor us by making a one-time or recurring donation. That's great. InfoWarsStore.com. But the biggest thing to do is just get the products. Get X2. Get X3 for you and your family. Get Prostagar that's good for women as well. But it's not just good for your prostate. It's good for everything. It's got all the vitamins, all the minerals in the salt palmetto. And then sign up for AutoShip. You can cancel for free anytime, one click. Get an additional 10% off of the next order. So 25 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com and all these great products that are back in stock that have been sold out. and $850 off on a one-year food supply at preparewithalex.com. That takes you to a special subsite of our site where I can go above their regular specials and give you huge discounts, but it's got to end, supposed to end today. I'm going to twist their arm and run it out till Monday, but I'm not even sure they can do it because the food orders are pouring in, not just with us, but at My Patriot, because people are figuring out what's going on. Yeah, it's 12 hours, 30 minutes, and 30-something seconds. So that is preparewithalex.com, preparewithalex.com, or infowars.com. We'll take you to all the news and information. Oh, and sure, it takes over 30 minutes. We're welcome to broadcast out of here if you want, or if not, move into your studio. Whatever you do, folks, spread the link about the live shows, because that's the Revolutionary Act. Their whole operation is about censorship, so you need to override that now.
The word apocalypse means the revealing of what was once hidden. And now that all the lies are being revealed, what will you do? We know that millions will do absolutely nothing. They will do whatever they are told, as if obedience is a virtue. It is the patriots of the world versus everybody else. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge my duties as best as I can. So help me God.
Infowars.com. Bam.video.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months. It's now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. 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 Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news, today. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We're back here on The Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer obviously finishing off the broadcast here today before I go and host the War Room. Let me just do a programming note here. Coming up on the War Room for the first hour of the three-hour transmission, we're going to be covering a bunch of the videos from yesterday, as well as some of the news headlines, and then some of the other news headlines that are kind of outside of the main fold here about what developed at the Capitol. That'll be in the first hour. In the second hour, I intend to open up the phone lines, and as of now, we don't have any guests except for one guy who I'm working on getting. Actually, you know what? I just remembered I talked to him in the break, and he can't come on, so I'm going to be taking a ton of phone calls on the War Room. And so what I think I might do is open up the phone lines now and just say we can hold your calls all the way through the war room. Now, granted, you may have to hold for an hour. So I'm not I don't want to tell anyone that, hey, call in and we'll get you right on air. You may have to hold. But here's what I want to do. I want to talk. I want to call any eyewitnesses. I want to hear from any eyewitnesses because here's the deal. I haven't even been able to get to all of the eyewitness accounts that are being sent to me on my Parler account or on my email here at work. And I've been able to get to a lot of them. And so that's why we're going to cover a lot of these videos, including this one we're going to play right now, that show what really happened at the Capitol yesterday and how we're being tricked. But there's just so much proof. There's so much evidence. And because of the way we operate around here, I'm just live. Alex is live 5 hours a day, whatever. And so we just do it on air. So it's that old, it's the old joke, F it, we'll do it live. So F it, we're going to do it live. So I specifically want to hear from people who were at the Capitol on January 6th that witnessed this event to hear your eyewitness testimony of either the shooting or one of the other deaths that happened and or the Antifa spurred violence that happened. Now, another thing has been confirmed. The gentleman that was caught stealing the podium had a Trump hat on. He's walking out with the podium, smiling for the cameras. He was ID'd and they checked his voter record. He has never voted. So is that another guy in disguise as a Trump supporter who just wants to get into the mob, steal something, have some fun, take a selfie, break a window, whatever? Of course that's going to happen. Is that another example? So that's what's all coming up. So having said that, any eyewitnesses at the Capitol that want to share their testimony of what they saw on January 6th, we will take your calls. And the other subject of discussion will be, what is the appropriate response to what we've seen here? Now, this is an open debate. You're going to hear a lot of different opinions. I'm not saying anything is wrong or right. We'll address each one as they come in. But we didn't have that debate properly coming to this point because, quite frankly, how can you even be prepared for such a globalist takeover as diabolical as this? And we already had this intel before it even happened. That's why we're tomorrow's news today here. So eyewitness accounts to the January 6th events at the Capitol. And then what is the appropriate response to everything we do here or everything we're seeing here now? What is the appropriate response so that we can have victory and assure that human liberty will be preserved in the West as an example worldwide. The free market will be preserved in the West as an example worldwide. And self-government will be preserved in America because that is our destiny. So the phone number is 877-789-2539. And again, we'll hold you over to the war room that comes up after this that I host 3 to 6 p.m. Central Time, weekdays following the Alex Jones Show. So when the Alex Jones Show ends, we're going to keep you on the line. We can take you in the other studio when I move over there to host the war room. So they'll start taking your calls right now. I'm going to go to this video right now. We're going to air it again in the war room. And this is one of a few videos that we'll air on the war room that I have. I just don't have my video list. I was doing my prep work before I came on here. They're getting all of that into the system now, but we already have this video. Trump supporters at the Capitol on the grounds. Now, this is after they've already been let in by the Capitol Police. So the Capitol Police open the barriers. The Capitol Police say, come this way. We have the videos. They're waving them in. They're opening the barriers. They're waving them in. They're saying this way, this way. Here's that video right there. Okay, so this is, and by the way, Trump is still speaking while this is happening. We also have videos where they're inside and they open the door. Whoever it is it the police open the door or the security? They open the door and let the people inside. But so the point is that all the people the Trump supporters surrounding were let in. Then this happened where there was some destruction and vandalism, and watch the response of the Trump supporters as they call out the Antifa member doing the property damage. So there's Antifa smashing a window. and they're booing, and they're chanting, "That's Antifa." They say, "That's Antifa, that's Antifa." Trump supporter goes up, throws him to the ground, and the crowd cheers. So let's go over this one more time. And I'm just gonna let the audio play now because I was doing commentary over it. The cops let the Trump supporters in.
Owen, I haven't seen this footage. It's worse, exactly. Another guy that grabs the Patriot by the neck that's stopping him.
So let's review. Cops open the barriers, say, "Come this way." Trump supporters standing around the Capitol. One guy gets up, starts smashing the window. The Trump supporters say, "That's Antifa, stop it." A Trump supporter runs up, grabs him by the neck, drags him down. I'm going to play the video without commentary now. So there you go. Now, there seemed like there was a little kerfuffle afterwards, but I think they may have just been trying to stop that guy from falling over to the ground. It's tough to tell. But what's easy to see is the Antifa guy goes up there, tries to smash the glass, and then you hear them saying, "That's Antifa, that's Antifa, that's Antifa," and they're booing as he's breaking the glass, and then as soon as he's drugged down, the crowd cheers. And so there's other examples of this. I know there's other eyewitness testimony of this. It's just like the voter fraud. It's just like the election theft. It's a fire hydrant of information without a hose attached, where you just unscrew the valve and it just... And it's just, you can't even possibly engulf it all. There's just so much. So any eyewitnesses that have similar testimonies or what they saw inside the Capitol, 877-789-2539. We will hold you over through the war room as well, and I will be taking calls from eyewitness testimonies and people on the ground to what they saw in the Capitol, around the Capitol that day. And we will just continue to confirm that it was Antifa leftist infiltrators that were really the violent ones that spurred the violence, antagonized the violence, instigated the violence against police, did the property damage, stole property. And as we always do here at InfoWars, we are going to give you the broadcast that completely refutes the mainstream media narrative. Just like we did when they said, "Oh, the hospitals are overwhelmed." So we sent out our audience to go to the hospitals and filmed. We took calls all for an entire broadcast we dedicated, and everybody said the same thing. Dozens of hospitals, nobody's there. We had the videos, we had the callers, we had the eyewitness accounts, we had all of it. So we'll do it again. No one else will do it. InfoWars will do it. So again, we'll come up in the next segment and start taking your calls on this. And we're going to be doing that all through the war room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central, as well with more video from that day showing what really happened. And then also sparsed in with some other news because there is other developments right now. It's all coming up. Final segment of the Alex Jones Show and then the InfoWars War Room.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force, or actually carrying out force, for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive. Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is The Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
Well, it's always a pleasure when I can fill in for The Alex Jones Show and get Alex Jones all hopped up and excited at my coverage here on air. So Alex, seeing the last segment, went and found another angle of that video and wanted to tell us what he just saw.
Well, yeah, no, I'm trying to take care of a lot of breaking stuff, trying to get word to Trump to not give up, to go after Antifa, to point out this is a false flag. So I'm busy doing that. I'm glad you're doing the fourth hour. The war room's coming up. We'll all be involved in that. You were showing that footage of the Patriots going, it's Antifa, trying to stop them breaking through the windows. We have the footage from on top as well. Well, now Rob Dew's going, hey, we have HD, a listener just sent us, of right inside the area of them stopping the guy. So that's coming up on the war room with you next hour, right when you start the show. You'll have both clips to show people the exclusive evidence of Patriots fought. Trump supporters fought to stop Antifa breaching the Capitol. That's your headline. It's huge.
And by the way, folks, you got to understand, it's like just like with the election fraud evidence, it's just a fire hose. And so thank God we have such a big team here and you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com that, you know, we've got people that can share the burden of all this. And I'm so out of it. I'm talking to my producer today, like thinking, I mean, I don't even know what I'm thinking. I'm like, hey, get all these guests scheduled for tomorrow. He's like, hey, do you know it's Friday? And I'm like, oh, shoot, I didn't even realize it was Friday. So, I mean, that's just the level that it's at right now on this Millennium Falcon ship of information. We are the Millennium Falcon at light speed infinitely. It cannot be turned down. It's always at light speed. Now, guys, So we're getting that video for the War Room. We don't have it now. We're going to get that in the system coming up on the War Room. Okay, just wanted to clarify that. So that's coming up in the War Room with other video footage. And again, I'm just getting so much intel. People are messaging me during the break saying, hey, I sent you this. I got this. I know I have emails I need to go through with people saying I saw this. I got this. But it's just like I'm here on air now. We're opening up the phone lines to eyewitness accounts. 877-789-2539. Any callers that get through, we will hold you over to the War Room. We have the network of phones here that we can just take in the War Room studio as well. So that's going to be coming up as long as this is exclusive
footage. Is like having Zapruder films 100 an hour come out. You don't wait years to get the Zapruder film of Kennedy being killed. This is, you've got the back footage. I remember now we have it above shooting down, and we have inside the tunnel with them grabbing him and fighting and everything happening, and it's Antifa, and you see it all. So I'm just saying exactly what the state police said, exactly what the Capitol Police said, exactly what the intel warning the congressman said. This is just more mounting evidence. There's the footage from the outside. We have the footage from the inside, HD up close. They'll have that for you when you start the War Room in T-minus 10 minutes.
And by the way, we've got members of our own crew that are coming on as eyewitnesses. We've got other people coming on that are eyewitnesses that filmed it. I mean, it's just crazy, man. It's just absolutely crazy. Guys, I don't have the caller board up in front of me. Oh, and another thing that we've now confirmed that's now mainstream news. We figured out why there was the lack of police at the DC Capitol that day. Muriel Bowser. Not only do we have the congressman saying we got the briefings that this is going to happen, why didn't the DC police respond? Well, now we've determined it was Muriel Bowser running the whole show, telling the Pentagon do not send any support and actually have the guards stand down and unarmed so they couldn't actually stop
have them opening
anything
up
coming in.
And only have them opening up the gates, everything. And what's crazy is used to globalists would do a small event here or there because they knew it might get exposed. They don't care anymore if it comes out Russia gate was fake or Ukraine gate is fake, or that Joe Biden's a Chinese agent, or his son's a pedophile, or he's a pedophile. Again, we have all the footage of Antifa doing it. It's all confirmed, and Trump's already capitulating. So Trump must not capitulate. It's in the New York Post. The police are confirming what we said. The left staged it. It's their Waterloo. And he needs to get out ahead of his impeachment next week, or they're going to try to destroy him and repudiate us and outlaw being a patriot. That's what's happening.
All right, we can squeeze in a caller or two now that was in D.C. before we sign off, and I'll host the War Room as well. Remember, though, we're looking for eyewitnesses that were in D.C. A couple of people here say they were in D.C. Let's go to Eli, who was in D.C. on the 6th. Eli, what did you see? What do you think is going on?
Hey, Owen, great to be on the show. Well, when we were there in D.C., I was first watching Trump actually speak at the Capitol, and before I say anything else, I wanted to plug Living Defense. Man, that thing has gotten me through this entire drive here, bro. I've been feeling like crap for the past week or so. Living Defense just cleaned everything out of my body immediately. But as I wanted to say, when we were walking from the Capitol, we didn't know what was going on because we were listening to the Trump speech. We were like, oh, yeah, this is great. The energy was amazing. And by the way, the media won't tell you this, but there were Vietnamese flags everywhere. There were Chinese,
that's a great point. The Capitol, the outer perimeter was surrounded by Chinese Americans, like warning, like CCP is evil. Trump needs to fight China. They have slaves. They were all over the place.
It was all over, and the media will never cover that. They're going to call us racist, terrorists, and whatnot. And it's like, if anything, guys, do not let the media calling you terrorists, calling you rebels, do not let that bring you down. If anything, because of all the stuff that they're doing, because of everything that they're trying to do to you, because of everything that they have done in the past 4 years, past 10 years, past 20 years, you have every right to be proud. They're calling you that because they know they're the terrorists.
Oh, well, let me explain something real quick here. The fact that I got banned from social media before Donald Trump, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and gloat, but I mean, that's kind of a nice little, that's a nice shine there. I mean, that's a nice little medal to have. But, I want to get back to what you saw in D.C. because this is actually a key element. And I was explaining this. I can't even remember when we're doing so many broadcasts, but I was saying part of the problem was we had no lines of communication because there was no cell service, but mostly just because the million people were at the Ellipse hearing Trump speak. And then there were so many people that couldn't get in. So they just went to the Capitol. So then there was another 100,000 at the Capitol and there was no communication. And so for us, it was just like, oh, okay, well, we'll head to the Capitol now. Trump's almost done speaking. We'll try to lead this peaceful march. By the time we even got there, the Capitol was already breached. They were already on top of the inauguration stage. The thing had already been done. And so Alex was just begging people, hey, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. It was just a fool's errand at that point because it was just done. I mean, the deed was done and there was no line of communication. And Trump is saying, hey, we're going to peacefully march. He didn't even know they already breached the Capitol.
We had no clue where Alex was, but people kept telling others. I personally witnessed this. A person with a bullhorn started out, hey, Alex Jones is going here. Everyone go here. You recorded it. I heard it. We all saw it. There was no way and I'm trying as much as I can not to cuss because I'm very emotional right now. I'm 24 years old, man. I'm one of the youngest people that was right out there. I'm angry as heck saying, like, you cannot let and claim these people said that Alex Jones did this. He never did this. These were provocateurs that were purposely there to try and to disenfranchise Trump and everyone in the Trump movement. We know that this would happen. We know that this was going to happen. And I'm ashamed that we didn't prepare better for it.
And you know, again, it is upsetting that we weren't more prepared for it. And I talk about that. We should have had these conversations beforehand, but I don't blame ourselves. I don't feel guilty about it. They did this to us. They turned us into a third world communist hellhole. They stole our elections. They let BLM and Antifa riot all summer. They shut down the economy for a fake pandemic. There's righteous anger here. There's righteous indignation here. There's a reason why people are upset. And there's a reason why it was easy to take advantage of that anger and get people to storm the Capitol. Once you were able to break the barricades or be let in or see a door open for you or have a window smashed, it was just inevitable. But they knew. Look, I'm not going to shy away from the truth here. The biggest criminals in the world, in my view, I guess, you know, besides maybe the Chi-Coms, but the biggest criminals that we're dealing with are in the Congress. So they were in that building, stealing our election. That's just the truth. And so I'm not going to be bullied into saying, well, you can't say that. That causes a riot. You can't say that. That causes terrorism. No, it's your rhetoric that caused riots all year long. It's your rhetoric that caused $2 billion worth of destruction. You're not going to sit here and guilt trip me for what happened at the Capitol, which is just small peanuts compared to what you guys did all year. And on top of that, I'm never going to be blamed for this. I'm not guilty for anything that happens to you, crooks in Congress. I'm not guilty for anything that happens to you criminals in Congress. I'm not guilty for anything that happens to you criminals in media. You did it. You did it. Not InfoWars. You committed the crimes. You betrayed the American people. You betrayed God. You betrayed truth. You betrayed everything that is righteous and good. You did that. You did that. You lied to the American people. You stole the American people's election. You lied about a pandemic and stole their livelihood. Not me. You did that. You did that at CNN. You did that at MSNBC. You did that at all the mainstream news. You did that at the Washington Post. You did that at the New York Times. You did that with all your push notifications. And then you stole our elections. You did that. That's what you did. That's what you did. And I have every right and duty to sit here as a proud American and call it out for what it is. That's what it is. You did it. You did it. Not us. You did. I'll be hosting the War Room coming right up. Don't go anywhere, folks. Band.video.